You're listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Hey, Big Hope. Is it that time already?
Already.
It's time to start the show, man.
You.
IBNX.
Radio.
We will flick, hand, tip, SRT.
Hold up.
Woo! Cam will make you dab. Undefeated, now they mad. I'm Mayweather with the jab. SRT crew kicks it like kicks that leave Ronda dipping. Big dog pitcher like J.J. Watt in the game of chicken sports roundtable. Conversation so amazing. Competition so deflated. They looking so Tom Brady. Got facts that'll blow your mind. We roll like the Crimson Tide. As long as every week it's SRT, then we gonna be alright. Bang.
Bang, bang, bang. What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the IBNX studios. It's the SRT crew. I'm your host and producer, Big Ho, in the building, the Bankhead Legend. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, we got a heck of a show tonight. Got the interns in the building, got my crew in the building. They writing down. They are right. They on phone. They just, woo, boy, it's going to be live tonight. It's going to be on and popping. We got some great news coming up. Great show. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you want to dial to listen to the show, that number is 641-552-5072. Dial that number and you can listen to us live. And let me introduce my crew. Mr. Birthday Man coming up next month. The Memphis legend. The Tennessee Vols lawyer. Mr. Slick Money. What's up, Slick?
What up, Ken Folk?
What's happening?
Is my peaking too high? We getting it. I'm straight.
No, you good.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Hey, when you say Memphis legend, that it would be Mr. Hancock.
No.
Okay.
I'm just a street dude. He's a legend. Get that straight.
I will.
Hey, sexist girl, woman, lady, beautiful queen in the sports industry. Tiffany Blue, Jewel of Sports. What's happening?
Hey, Slick. Good to see you, babe. You look good in blue.
Appreciate you. You know, yeah, I did my hot little navy thing today.
Yeah, that's hot. Sexy.
Appreciate it.
Superhero.
What's up, Slick Money?
D-Jizzle.
What's happening?
Pimpin', good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Good day to be alive.
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
Next, we got the football champion, college football champion of the world, Mr. D. Will.
What up? What up, crew?
Shout out to Rick Starr.
What's happening? Hey, shout out my man, Rick Starr, man. Hey, Man on Fire mixtape available now. Live mixtape, Spinnerilla. Go wherever you want. Follow me on Facebook, man. I got you. Hard copies are available. What up, crew?
What up?
What's
happening,
man?
It's time to talk, man.
Hey, what Drake and Future say, man? What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
We here.
Hey, man, this is the best day of the week.
Yeah, it is.
Best day of the week, what, man. I just got to say that. And the On Street Hawks GM.
Mm-hmm. What up, yo?
This sports superhero. What's up, Mr. Hancock?
What's going on, man?
Shout out to Booker. What's up?
What's up, crew?
What up?
Hey,
what up,
right, Slam? Right quick. Everybody, I want y'all to send out a big happy birthday shout out to my little man Boogie's birthday today.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Boogie!
Happy birthday, Boogie! Happy birthday, baby!
Before he nod out.
There you go.
Is he listening?
He up right now.
Happy birthday, Boogie, baby!
Happy birthday, Boogie.
That's what I'm
Boogie
man.
About. Hey, he getting old now, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, five is an amazing number.
Exactly. He was just two.
Yes, sir.
Hey, he was just two when we started. Oh, you know, he was walking when we started, right?
Well, he walking now. Believe that.
And you already know who's in the building.
The Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Bling.
What up, crew?
What up, Jewel?
What up, Jewel?
It's good to see my fellas. You know, I love me some Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Let's get to talking these sports. You know, I'm kind of mad at Peyton Manning, so it ain't no team Peyton Manning right now. I wanted to retire. Uh-oh. And, you know, Hancock, I was going to go at you for that little slick little comment you said on the way out last week. But, you know, since I'm a little irritated at my boy right now, I'm going to let that slide.
I appreciate it.
There we go. Hey, man, we got a great show. We got that Hot 8 at 8 coming up, of course. Hot 8 topics or questions that you probably want to know about. We got a roundtable discussion about the winners and losers in the NFL combine, the NFL franchise tag some folks and let some folks go. Some folks lost some jobs, even right here in Atlanta. Mm. And we're going to talk about, probably want to know, is the NFL draft this year is one of the weakest? So we'll talk about that. And of course, we got the Jewel of Sports in the building, bringing it on in with the word on the street. D. Will coming to you live after the commercial break. Trending. What is trending with my main man, D. Will? The FanDuel Player of the Week with my main man, Mr. Hancock. And we got a roundtable discussion talking about March Madness. We'll mention John Wall in this somewhere. We got to talk about it. He said something that I want to talk about. And who are you taking? That was a fun thing last week, man. And I got something for y'all this week. Who are you taking? And we got a special guest coming in the second half of the hour, Mr. Kenny Graham Jr., man. We're going to talk a little baseball. So D-Will can learn a little something.
Yeah, we need to educate our boys.
So D-Will can learn a little something. So, man, let's jump into that hot 8-8, man. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Got the interns in the building with us tonight.
We big now. We got two interns. You exactly. Can't tell us nothing.
And I
got
to make sure that I mention that intern Jansen, the weekend, is a
weekend.
Highly contributor to our roundtable discussion winners and losers. He actually wrote the article. So,
hey,
the website is being redesigned. And we will then have a sports content section where articles will be written.
Nice.
Will that be by weekend?
Absolutely.
Because when you said that, he started smiling.
Yeah, he got excited. He was happy. Yeah.
All right, weekend.
All right, weekend.
Oh, he the man.
He's the man.
He is the man. Yes, sir. All right, here we go. Hot 8-8. D-Will.
Hey.
I got something for you, baby. If the Lakers get top two picks.
Don't turn to me like that.
You started turning.
Don't
no,
turn to me like that, Hancock.
Something. Hancock turned around like,
if the Lakers get the top two pick, as they are strategically doing anyway.
Yeah.
as you clearly stated a couple of weeks ago, who are you taking?
Hancock is at full attention right now.
All right. I might.
40 seconds.
If I go over 5 seconds, bear with me. But check me. With the mistake they made last year, they can't take the best player in the draft, right? With Chris Dunn, the point guard out of Providence, all right? If I was picking, that's who I would want to take out of all the players in the draft, all right?
Okay, so pick who I want to pick.
Take. But if I'm the Lakers, who do I take with the number one pick?
Or the number two.
Or the number two. Diamond Stone, big man out of Maryland.
More stuff. His time, right?
His time,
hey, you asked me a question.
It's your opinion.
That's why I'm taking it.
There you go.
Because they, you can't get rid of D'Angelo Russell. You stuck with him. So who you need a big man.
So Hibbert's contract is up.
You need a big man, and Diamond Stone is the best big man in the draft.
We have to get Lisa to jump out. Find out his. Roy Hibbert is his contract up, and that will make
it doesn't matter if his contract ain't up, he's up.
All right, cool. So it kind of makes sense then.
It makes sense. You need a big.
I can see your point.
Yes, that's why I'm going. Like, I would take the point guard, but you can't. So
all right, Slick Money.
Take it. Let you.
I
think
he was gonna say
this. Your fantasy guy, Kirk Cousins. Made $600,000 last year.
Yeah, that's correct.
The Redskins are tagging him. He will now make $19 million. Worth it or not?
Absolutely.
Slick was his biggest supporter.
Absolutely, yeah.
He was his biggest cheerleader.
Hey, did you know I bought his jersey?
I bet. I ain't surprised.
Boy, stop.
I ain't surprised.
Did you really?
He probably did for real. Seriously.
Hey, y'all having a little conversation on the side, but this I want to tell you.
Get them.
Don't need a big man in NBA no more. Get somebody that can shoot.
Ben Simmons can't shoot.
But he's so athletic, he can do a lot of other stuff.
Shoot.
So yeah, cousin for the Redskins. Give him everything he needs. He's a good man.
Good man.
Absolutely.
Hancock.
What up?
NBA Coach of the Year. Kerr or Walton?
Neither one of them.
Or Brad Stevens.
I kind of think Terry Stotts might.
I was going to say the Walton Portland,
okay,
too.
I mean, with him losing the majority of his starting five, four people. Off
30.
And they're, I think they're
7.8% of their offense left.
I think they're seventh in the conference right now.
Actually, they're six.
They moved up to six?
They moved up to six.
Because they're on like, what, eight games?
Yeah, they moved up to six.
Whatever. So I know they started the week last week in seven. So, but that's great. I think it'll be Terry Stotts.
Terry Stotts?
Yeah, that's who I think it will be.
Okay. The Jew.
Yes, sir.
None of us are from Baltimore.
Mm-mm.
But Baltimore has franchised a kicker, Justin Tucker.
He's good.
$4.5 million for a kicker. Your thoughts?
They should be paying him that because, honestly, right now, they won the majority of their games because of him.
Yep.
And and he's been with that team for five seasons. Ever since he's been with that team, he's been perfect for extra points.
Right.
Even with them moving back the kickers' yardage for when they kick extra points. So many kickers, they struggled this season. He didn't. And he was 33 for 40 on long kicks. And his percentage was 82.5%. They need to pay him. He deserves it. He wins them games.
How does she know that?
Listen, let me just hold on.
I am a sports
fan. Let me make this. We ain't got a lot of time, but I'm gonna make this point, and I have to stop the show to make this.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
The Jewel of Sport was the last to join the team, right? Am I correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Phil Jackson. At this point,
you should
didn't know what you had.
See the Porzingis.
You didn't know what you had.
On the
because when I look at the questions, when I know I need research stats, I already know who gonna give it to me. She just told y'all because they moved the field goal,
extra point
back. That the kickers are struggling because they had the highest percentage of extra point misses in a season, which raised his value because he did not struggle.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's basically what she said.
Right. Yeah.
Balling.
Right. You said you're Phil Jackson, right?
I said, I feel like.
Guess who I feel like?
Who you feel? I really
like
want to know.
Jerry West.
Okay, you should.
Yeah.
You should.
You know what Jerry West did, right? Okay.
The case logo.
That's case closed.
Boy, y'all, I'm saying. Slick, I'm coming back to you, man. You stupid.
Hey, go to my selection. I'm a scout. She can answer my question.
No, I got to come to you.
I'm just teasing.
Rumor has it that the New Orleans Saints.
Lord Jesus.
May be on Hard Knocks this year.
Who going to watch it?
Well, I guess you answered the question.
Everybody in New Orleans is going to watch.
They are horrible.
They love
Steve, didn't you say that last year? They bad.
Them.
They bad for real, man.
They even worse.
Yeah.
That's why they're getting picked for Hard Knocks, because when you have a record like they had, you basically have to do that if they choose you.
Last year was the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the year before that, it was who?
No, last year wasn't the Falcons.
Year before.
Year before it was the Falcons. Yeah.
It was the Texans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the Falcons.
All them teams are bad they put on there.
Yep. Yeah, because you have to be bad in order to be on Hard Knocks. If you're a playoff team, you cannot be a part of Hard Knocks.
They don't want it.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you okay. Go so you won't be watching.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Okay. Hancock.
What up, man?
Trade deadline passed and gone. There are some stuff going on in Cleveland, and obviously the GM on the street called me. I called him, and we talked. And there's a rumor that's actually out that's going to be on the table this summer that the Hawks will trade T. Corver for Kyrie Irving. Your thoughts?
Oh, in a heartbeat. No doubt about it. You trade whomever. I don't know what Cleveland is smoking.
Hey,
but to get – I mean, if the Hawks can get a Kyrie Irving for fish heads and rice,
hey,
Steve, that was
Steve. Hey, it's real.
Steve, take it's that real. Back, Steve. Take
I mean,
that
I'm
back,
just
Steve.
Gonna be real, it's man.
Take
I mean,
that back, Steve.
They're getting the.
You're in Atlanta though, Steve. You got some
order. He's there. Fish heads, right? What the hell is a fish head?
I mean, basically, you getting.
Well, which one is fish head?
Well, that's called Corbin fish head. Let's call Teague Rice. Whatever. Don't really matter.
They can throw.
That's their new nickname.
Fish head and Rice.
They can throw Schroeder in there too, right? The dude that spotted his Schroeder, that's his name.
You might as well because if you're getting Kyrie, you got your point guard. So you do it. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
For free. For free. Hell,
you throw Harry the Hawk in, whoever else you need.
You giving away the mascot?
Hey, whatever it takes.
With the trampoline.
Let it go.
And two concession workers.
Let it go. I mean, for real. Hey, I'm serious, man. I told you alone, it's time to tear it down.
Hey, that's why he's the house GM on the street, man. Yeah. He's breaking it down.
Do what you got to do.
All right, Tim.
That was funny.
Oh, my God. Okay. The Warriors, obviously, are heading to a record season. In your opinion, do you think the Warriors could win the gold medal Olympics this summer, just as their team constructed the way that they are now?
Oh, gosh. I actually want to say yeah. Because I want to say yes, but I want to say no. Because I want to say yes because, I mean, Golden State's great. But then again, it makes me also look at the way the NBA players play defense or lack thereof. Overseas, those beasts like to body and they like to play. So they like to beat you up a little bit. So I just kind of think that they need to trade a couple of the Golden State Warrior dudes off. So not their full team, but the majority of their team could probably win the gold medal.
Because they will be playing a European game as they are playing now.
Right.
So
they just need a couple more pieces off that. But as far as all the, they could keep all them shooters, they could be golden with that.
Right.
But they just need a couple more pieces just to swap off.
They gonna beat Steph up.
But they can
the seas they beat you up over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They gonna be bodying them. Like says,
they sure look like they beat up Chris Paul and Kobe and none of them to me.
Yeah. Nah, they was unstoppable.
Saying, you know, it's just, they were just, yeah.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah, unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
I'm just saying in overseas basketball, like they take hard fouls on guards. Like guards take hard fouls. Not because don't nobody play down low. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you got to understand, a fast break, you know how we stop a fast break?
I think it's only
they clothesline on fast break.
I think it would be a couple of teams, Argentina, Spain, people like that would give them problems.
Right. But anybody else, they can run through. Yeah,
because they can shoot.
Right.
But that's
only
if they are taking some of them NBA players.
Yeah, well, they'll be national teams.
Yeah, it's national teams.
They will be teams like Kenya and stuff like that.
We can play with them for half.
For real.
We were Kenya for half.
Yeah, let's get our squad and go.
Exactly.
Now, Roby.
SRT.
All right, D-Will, you ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
All right, last question of the night. Former five-star player Rico Gathers, who actually plays for Baylor right now, said he would actually have a pro day for football. As a tight end, he's 6'8", 270 pounds. Do you think he's going to be the next college basketball player to play in the NFL?
I'm going to say it like this. Your boy is a house. You know, a truckload. Yes. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? So he's undersized, so he can't play in the NBA. But he's a basketball player. It's only two things I ask the question of. Can he catch? And can he take a hit? You understand? To expect him to be Antonio Gates or Tony Gonzalez, one of those type, that's too much to ask.
You had to find out does he have any high school background playing football? Did he play in high school?
Eighth grade.
No high school, though.
See, none. Can he take a hit? You know?
It's going to hurt.
I don't know.
If 270, I understand. He is a house.
If them zeros on that check
come across the middle, you are tight end.
I understand why he's doing it.
Can he run routes? Does he have good feet? Yeah. Like, we understand I understand the jump ball, you can box out, and that's what they always equate to being a good tight end. Right. But that doesn't – can he run routes? Can he block? You know, it's a lot of stuff to go into.
He's better than J.J. Watts on offense, though, right?
Of course.
Also, how would he act when he meets Cam Chancellor?
Exactly.
See, those are the things.
No, yeah, no, no. How he going to act when he meet Burfict?
Yeah. Burfict, Camp
Man, Burfict,
same, same song, same right. Burst. Yeah.
When he meet Burfict, it's going to be something serious.
Middle, so. Yeah, it is.
So after saying that, he will get drafted.
He will get drafted because of it.
Well, he might be a free agent.
Yeah,
he might be a
free agent.
It's the thing about it. It's a meat market. You do it in tights. And
that's why he'll get a free agent.
So, exactly. So he'll get a look because he's going to look great in a workout. But it's exactly when you put them shoulder pads and helmets on.
Yeah, well, we know he can catch because he's catching all the rebounds out of the ring.
Everything.
Yeah.
So he
has everything. Mitts. He has mitts.
Yeah. So all right. Well, that's it for the Hot 8 today. I do have some questions that people have emailed me, and we got about 30 seconds to answer this question. So raise your hand if you want this question. Nobody.
Oh, you ain't asked. Oh, I thought you was gonna. Yeah, we was gonna say.
Yeah. So you want it?
Okay.
Give it to Slim.
All right. This is good. This is good. Right, actually, we done talked about it.
I want a rebuttal.
Oh. Go.
You get third and you get third.
Let's go.
Do you still think the Lakers made a mistake by choosing Russell?
Yes.
Oh, hell. We don't
know. And the reason is because.
Well, let me preface it by this.
Go ahead.
They're saying now that Byron Scott is getting credit for the way that Russell has been.
You can't even say it. It's that funny. Right? Like, you can't even say it. It's that funny. Because really? Like, really? For real?
I passed out. Okay. And then they're saying that Okafor is going through the rookie wall. Mm-hmm. So, with all that being said.
Run through speeding wall.
Now.
Right.
Now, my question is, do you still think the Lakers made a mistake by choosing Russell before they chose Okafor?
Yes.
Ain't no analytic nonsense need to be spoken.
20 and 10 every night, let me have it.
Hey.
But you want to rebuttal?
Yes.
It's got to be the funniest show.
Over.
On the internet.
Over.
Boy, y'all ought to say, all right, man, let's get to this round table discussion.
I got ice in my veins.
He's talking about, I ran out of celebrations. That was the first thing I could think of. Boy, shut up.
And what they're speaking
so
of is Russell scored
ice on your jump
career
shot.
High 39 so points. Was it 39 or 38?
39
points.
Great job.
He think he is off the chain now, boy.
Brandon Jennings had 55.
But he got ice in his veins, dog.
Ice in my veins.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get into this roundtable discussion. Winners and losers of the NFL Combine Draft. We want to shout out Jansen for this. He put together a list for me. Y'all just let me know if y'all agree with this. Winners, Jared Goff. Let the hype of Jared Goff begin. This young man proved to any doubters that he might be a top echelon quarterback in this year's draft, and which leads me to believe that the draft may not be as good as we think.
I mean, he can throw the football. And like I said, that was my pick. We talked about the quarterback. I thought that would be the better one coming out because he does throw the football. You know, I think the ball jumps off his arm pretty well. It's just a point of will he be able to read, NFL defenses? And will he get to a point where he's at a place either he can learn, sitting behind somebody, or are they going to throw him to the wolves and not have an offensive line?
Right.
That's a lot of what goes on with young quarterbacks.
Laquon Treadwell, did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
You did.
He knocked it out.
Despite not running the 40-dash, Treadwell was quite impressive. Impressed the scouts with his tremendous skill and strength of hands. Showed outstanding footwork, balance, body control, and route running. He has the potential to be the number one receiver day one.
That might have been something they said, but that's not what I gathered from it. From what I gathered from his workout, true enough, he had a slower time than what they thought. But the knock is they're thinking that he might be just a possession receiver and not that game breaker.
Right.
And if you're going to take a receiver that high, you're looking for somebody in the Julio Jones mode, big-time game breaker. And from what all accounts, that's what the detractors are saying. He might not be that.
But check it. Watch the tape. All right. And like I say, it's a meat market. Just because he didn't run a great 40, you know, mm-hmm. he going to come back in his pro day. Mm-hmm. His 40 time's going to go down. He's going to run in the range of what he's supposed to run. You know what? But you when you cut on the tape and watch Laquan Treadwell, what do you see him doing? Even in the horrific leg-breaking incident, what was he doing? Scoring touchdowns.
Right.
All
right?
He made Ole Miss relevant on the outside. He made them relevant in the SEC. It was because he could go deep. And he had somebody that's chunking. Bo Wallace was the worst quarterback in the SEC, but he could chunk it deep. And he went and got it.
I disagree with you on the Bo Wallace thing.
I don't know.
You still like Bo Wallace?
No, I think the quarterback from Missouri might be the worst quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
But we'll see. I mean,
I stand corrected.
That's the thing, though. You just need one team that believes in you. You know, that's all
I
you
think
need.
He's a gamer, though. Like, it's, yeah. It's a lot to be said about a gamer.
And it's a lot to be said about the draft as well. To your point, you need a Julio Jones that you're going to take that high, but where is the Julio Jones in this draft?
That's what it ain't there. Right.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying Laquan Treadwell's Julio Jones.
Right, well,
but that's what I mean by taking him that high. That's, even your Corey Coleman, the receiver out of Baylor who set all these records in the Big 12.
He's small.
The thing about him is the knock is they're saying that playing in that system, they don't really know how that translates to NFL attack.
Right.
Because in Baylor, you got the quick screens and
easy route runner.
Exactly. So all of that's playing
screen,
you know, a different part of, okay, what really, you know, what is he really? So that's the thing about this year's draft. There's really no clear-cut, game-breaking, big-time wide receivers in the A.J. Green mode, the Julio Jones mode, those type of wide receivers.
Sound much like the NCAA
Cooper.
Tournament.
Yeah, Amari Cooper.
Right, it does.
Yeah, it sounds like NCAA tournament. It's just one.
It's a lot in there, man.
Yeah, there's no dominant
but
team,
no,
though.
Yeah, we've been saying ain't no dominant
no team.
Dominant team.
Ain't no dominant.
Wins. Carson Wentz, they say he's a little arrogant.
Of course he
which
is.
Which is, I think, confidence.
Who told him that? The Wonderlick?
Right.
But one person else said they loved it in his interview and things of that nature. He's a natural. Possibly a quarterback that could possibly go number one, be the first quarterback pick. I would say should say that. You got it.
I'm letting. I won't
North Dakota State.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Stop it. He didn't even play Division I football.
That part.
Like I can understand if you played in the Sun Belt. Okay, you put up great numbers in the Sun Belt. At least every 6 weeks you played a hard team. But you play in
Western Kentucky, man. You got to peak them during the season. Not going there.
Yeah, exactly. Fruit Cups. Yeah.
Fruit Cups.
But come on, man. Carson Wentz played in North Dakota State. Yeah, he put up a lot of yards. They won a lot of championships. But we're talking about the NFL. Show me somebody. He can play in the SEC. Play in the ACC. Put up some numbers in those, because I'm not taking you the first quarterback chosen off the board.
Yeah, I'm not taking
him
either. Come on, stop
it. And he never even played any competition?
Stop it.
Yahoo Sport has Dak Prescott as a winner in the NFL Combine Draft this year.
What did he run? 5'6"?
You know what that's about, right? Big, athletic Cam Newton type.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Uh-huh. Now, unfortunately.
Came out the same system.
Yeah. Same. Now, unfortunately, Cordell Jones did not have.
He had to be.
He's on the losing side.
Really?
Time out.
I already know what she's going to say, but go ahead.
He lost last year's comeback by not coming out.
That part.
See, that's the dumbest thing that he did.
Dumbest.
Not that he didn't.
That's why I need to pay
not
attention
that he wasn't
to him
in shape
year.
And pulled a hamstring in something that you prepare for, I guess, for the last 6 months.
Since he played in those games last year.
That's what I mean. You preparing all – this is the make or break thing about it.
Right.
And your first thing that you do, you come out and pull a hamstring. Because you – basically, I guess you're not in shape.
Right, running the 40.
Yeah, that's why you pull
So you didn't even get to showcase what you do well, which is throw the football.
Right. He's still undefeated, though, right? He never lost yet, right?
No, but he sure ain't rich.
He's still undefeated. He haven't lost.
I mean, I just don't understand why he didn't come out last year.
Yeah.
And for him, you know, he came out and said he wasn't ready. Okay. In your mind, I guess you weren't. But you got to go when your stock is high.
Mm-hmm.
So his stock can be no lower than it is right now.
His dad got to be mad.
Steve, so you say you don't think he's going to get drafted?
I don't know. Man. I don't know.
Before the combine,
he was a third rounder last year.
Yeah, before the combines, in like D. Will was saying, third rounder was probably at minimum.
But he'll get a trial with somebody, right?
Oh, he's going to get a trial.
M's,
of course.
We're talking M's.
But he, he's not going to get that money. Money.
The higher you pick, you know, the more money you make.
But he can get on a team and then his stock will go up.
But he could have been on a team making millions and his stock go anywhere. He don't care.
Yeah.
Now he got to prove himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, safety out of Boise State, Darian Thompson. Impressive at the Senior Bowl, but he ran a 4.69.
No closing.
That's a safety.
I run a 4.7.
I mean,
tell him, Slick.
Really?
Slick money.
Tell
him.
Yeah, and I'm 54.
Tell him, Slick.
So you run a 4.7.
You run a 4.7.
Yeah. I mean, as a safety, you the last line of defense, so.
Yeah,
he'll be a linebacker. Linebacker.
The big time one out of that position is Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, absolutely,
the DB out of Florida State.
Yeah, he
corner safety, whatever. But you know, he's in the mold of the Tyrann Mathieu, Deion Buchanan type. Both of those guys with Arizona, but they're looking for him to be that type of player. Maybe can drop down and you know play kind of that hybrid position. So you're looking at him out of that defense.
What's suited in your opinion best position for him? Is it the scheme, or is it that does he just have a strong position either way?
The size that he has will definitely allow him to play that safety hybrid linebacker position.
Right.
But the thing that he does well is that he has cover skills of a corner. So on that tight end like Gronk,
right,
you know, those tight, he's able to cover. And he's physical enough to kind of play with him. I'm not saying he'll stop Gronk, mm-hmm. but who does? But that's the type of athlete you're looking for now because of that tight end position, that Gronk type player.
Exactly. Okay.
So yeah, he's up there. I had one other guy that I wanted to say that was a winner, and that was Keith Marshall, the running back out of
Blazing.
Unofficial time was a 4.9 in the 40, which is just flying. I think they officially clocked him at 4.31. They clocked 4.29.
Oh, 4.29. Okay.
And they officially clocked him at 4.31, they said, when they finally, I guess, with the timer or whatever, they went back and did. But, you know, him being a Georgia running back, which we've seen Georgia running backs have done well in the NFL, that bodes well for him, especially with what Gurley did. And then you go down the line, you got a lineage of backs from Herschel Walker all the way through Garrison Hurst. Rodney Hampton, they just like Georgia. Certain programs have that title of being running back or that position style school that puts that type of player in. You know, right. Penn State always was known for linebackers. You know, Bama for big defensive linemen and things of that nature. We won't say running backs, but
come on,
Georgia,
man, stop it.
You know, but they got one this year that might pan out. But Georgia is that they have that lineage for that running back. So keep an eye on Marshall. He might surprise, especially with that speed. So he opens some eyes at the combine.
Okay, cool. All right, let's jump into some NFL. We had some people that was tagged, and we first mentioned Kirk Cousin.
Slick's homeboy.
Slick homeboy. Got
you know what?
Franchise tag.
Rich.
We also mentioned Justin Tucker.
You mad and he getting rich.
Muhammad Wilkerson from the New York Jets got tagged. He will earn $15 million if he signs his tenure.
Von Miller got tagged too.
Von Miller got tagged.
He should have got tagged twice.
Yeah.
Well, he's working on his long-term deal. Yeah. Please believe
so,
that.
So this, and also Josh Norman got tagged for the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm. He's good, though.
Yeah, he's working on his long-term
deal. He's a little older, too, and I understand why they would tag him. You know, you would tag him rather than invest that money into, I think, he's 29?
I'm not sure.
I think he is. I think he's an older, you know, older player.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure he didn't want the franchise tag because
no, he did. He wanted contract.
That signing mm-hmm. bonus is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And like these quarterbacks are getting, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, poor. Look at some of the quarterbacks and what they signing for. You just like shaking your head.
Yeah.
Bradford got that money too.
Yeah. All right, Tiffany. I'm sure you're gonna have something to say about Ashon Jefferson getting tagged. Is he a number one receiver?
Derrick Rose.
In Chicago right now, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he is. Okay. Yes, he is. In Chicago right now, yes, he is the number one receiver.
Until your other boy gets healthy.
That part.
Pick last year.
That part. So,
he
yeah.
from West Virginia.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, yeah, in his position on the Chicago Bears, yes, he's the number one receiver.
Eric Berry got tagged, so we can, all Falcon fans can.
So he ain't going to come to here. Sorry, y'all.
Transition tag, or was it the other tag?
Franchise.
I thought they franchised
franchise?
Him, yeah. Yeah. Franchise.
I was hoping it was transition where you could match it.
Trumaine Johnson, cornerback, Los Angeles Rams. Sound funny saying that.
It does. Oh, my gosh. It
sounds
funny.
He got tagged, and Cordy Glenn, Buffalo Bills tackle, needs somebody to protect the quarterback. So $13.7 million he would get. For 1 year. All right, let's jump into releases, and we can go ahead and start with it. Falcons released Roddy White.
All-time leading.
Today, all-time leading receiver, number 84. Roddy White would not be an Atlanta Falcons this coming up year.
Sorry,
not Roddy. Be on the team. Real quick, good move, bad move. They go save like 3 points.
So it was 1.8.
That's if they would have released him later on. But they released him early, so I think it's 3.8 or 3.7. Mm-hmm. Good or bad?
Well, they weren't using him anyway, so it's good, so they can use that money to get some defense.
Exactly.
Or good offensive or bad. Line.
I think it was time. With all the turmoil that was going back and forth between him and the offense coordinator, rumors coming out that he didn't know the playbook. That,
yeah.
I mean, but that might just be trying to, you know, mess with him, saying he didn't know. But, yeah, it was time.
They were?
Time.
Slick.
It's good for him. Somebody pick him up
and okay. use him.
But
hopefully.
Here's the thing: he said he only wants to play 1 or 2 more years. That's a bad statement to make when you just got cut.
That part.
Yeah. Well, one good thing he got is that you got Rubisky. That's the offense coordinator at. Is he at Tennessee now?
Yep.
And then you got
Harold
Douglas. Then you got Dirk Cutter down there at Tampa Bay. Who knows him and knows
exactly,
system,
but that's so. The statement he made. He was like, "I'm a Southern boy. I want to stay in the South."
Right. So those are two,
that was a statement.
Those
so.
Two places.
So speaking of that, there's a question that came up.
Go to the division and
best suited, Carolina, Tampa.
Carolina.
Carolina, Tampa.
Well, yeah,
or Tennessee
couldn't go wrong. And right now, he need a job.
That Man. Part, so he need to go anywhere that's going to offer it to him, huh?
So, you need a job.
Just need a job. Need a job. And, I mean, D. Will.
Offer it, go.
Yeah, he need a job, but I would go to Carolina. Why? I understand Tennessee, you got the ties, you know, the offense, blah, blah, but they're not winning. You want to play 1 or 2 more years, why right. not go where you got the potential to win
exactly.
in the same division and you can stick it to your team at the same time?
That part.
And they need wide receivers.
So you know, it's not like they, and you know they played the Falcons up. Twice, he'll be showing out.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. What?
Tennessee man.
I said Carolina because he ain't going to play at Tampa. Them some big boys out there.
Yeah. Yeah, they put him in the slot, yeah, though.
But if they hurt,
he'll get blasted.
He should go to Carolina. Yeah. Their receivers ain't great. Benjamin was the one hurt, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he can back. Really show out in Carolina, though,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, he gets, and people ain't going to stick him.
Right.
They say he old. He just
right.
run and make catches.
Yeah. Yep,
go do the Vazia, huh?
Yeah.
Just go to the rivals.
Ted Ginn Jr. still there, right? Ted Ginn still there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's still dropping.
He's still dropping passes. Yep, Roddy drop might, another one right now.
He might go to the Pro Bowl if he go there.
He just might.
Yeah, he just might. I had another question before we move on. Who want this one?
It don't matter. Just say it. We all like to tackle it.
Okay.
Ready, break.
Rumor has it that Bruce Irvin may command $9.5 million
per year.
He stated that he want to be a Falcon.
He said that last year.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, but he's a free agent now. Maybe he was speaking into an existence. Mm-hmm. Should the Falcons make a move? All right, Slay, we'll start with you.
Everybody does. Why do people want to come here? Because they're giving away money? Because they sure ain't doing nothing when they get here.
I think they won't play for Dan.
Hey, man.
Good point,
Slay. Yeah, don't be dogging my team. Now.
But he got a
no,
good point.
No, I ain't dogging your team, okay. man. I mean, I'm just being realistic.
Okay.
Ain't no mega star coming here. but the second, third, and fourth tier guys want to live here.
Right.
And just go down the drain with everybody else.
D-Will, go ahead. Hurry up and get off Slick.
Why? I'm kind of with Slick, so. It's Atlanta, man.
Right, that's what I said. I mean, really?
Hancock. Yeah, I ain't getting no love.
I don't think
I'm sorry, man. But
it's all good.
I don't think I would pay Irvin because I think you already got that and the guy you got from Clemson last year.
They need to go out there and send him back.
I think
I said that last week.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
But defense is where I think defense is where Dan Quinn is going to build it. So people like Mario Williams, I'm looking at him for a year or two. You know,
would you pick him up?
Yes, because he got cut. So
yeah, he did.
He uh-huh. really
you, but he's going to command more money. No, he's like not, 20
back. You make his contract. You make his contract, not incentive late, but make it more.
He's not going to sign
he
that.
Does. Well, I mean, people are not going to. He's 30 years old.
True.
So he got cut.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So that's the thing.
You think it was a money cut or it was both?
It's both.
Production cut.
He was horrible.
It was both,
he
only
had 5 sacks.
So that's what I'm saying.
You give him some
that's production laden. Well, what he does sack wise, he gets more money. That you don't break the bank. You put him out there.
Right. The Falcons aren't winning if they don't protect Mack Ryan. And that's what they don't do.
But you definitely don't win if you don't stop nobody.
True.
Hey, but the Falcons didn't have nobody that had 5 sacks.
No.
Well, he'll fit right in. Let's just be realistic.
Hey, gunshot said? Shots fired.
But that's the type of player I think I go after. You, with the defensive linemen and edge rushers that are coming out in the draft, you can pick one of them up in the draft to go along with, like I said, your Mario Williams, who you could have for a couple of years.
Right.
And you're Raglan, that'd be your back end, your linebacker.
But he can put his hand in the ground.
I guess. But I was talking about more like the Clemson players. The only thing I would be worried about is getting 2 minutes. That would be 3 Clemson players in the last 2 years.
Because he got the big boy in the middle.
He got Durant already. I mean, and Dodd is out there to get. And so, I mean, I don't know.
So let's go back. Going back to Bruce Irvin. Mm-hmm. Now, they did say that Seattle got him playing outside linebacker, but he's more effective on the end, playing defensive end. So taking that in consideration, Tiffany, do you think that's a good move for the Falcons to have him on one side, proven NFL player, and have Beasley on the other side as a second year, and then you could possibly draft Reggie Ragland?
But how proven is he, though? And I don't mean to cut you. Go ahead, baby.
I had to ask her. I mean, I
kind of like the scenario, but I'm with Hancock. I like the scenario, but I'm with Hancock. How proven is he right now?
He's proven that he been in that system. Yeah, not to say
now that is true.
I'm with Slick. Ain't nobody else had. He got more sacks than anybody else than the Falcons got.
True.
So.
I like that scenario. I would like to see that. I mean, because they need something.
But if you put those two little lightweight guys out there on both ends, you're going to get run at a lot. See, one thing what I'm saying is you got
– that's where
Mario Williams is big.
Yeah.
He's
big. Why you take Ragland
at
17.
That's why you take Ragland. But go ahead.
I would trade back and try to get 2 players in my draft. But what I'm saying is if you get Mario Williams, you got that side and you got Beasley. Then you go and get another guy to the draft. Think about what Quinn had in Seattle. Mm-hmm. He had a rotation of line.
Yes, he did.
And then when you talk about you try to model yourself after what the Giants used to do when they had all those defensive end when they called NASCAR, and they put them all in there to rush the passer on those downs. Because we always saying you got to have pressure on the quarterback. I would go that route and try to stop. I'm telling you, you get a couple years out of Mario Williams. Uh-huh. Beasley is a year into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Durant, which is a young lad. You maybe get Kevin Dodd or either. I can't think of the other big lineman. Shaq Lawson, one of those two guys. And you start solidifying your defensive front that way. Because I think, like I said, I mean, you want to protect Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But the thing you want to do is be able to stop people also and press the quarterback.
And they're not doing either one right now.
Either.
So
let's get back to D. Weir point. You got to get a center. Center from Jacksonville. Steven
Wisniewski.
So, yeah, him. That dude. And Mac
just turned down some money.
Yeah. Some money. So,
a lot of money.
Yeah. So Alex Mack is actually – it's so funny how we are ahead of the curve every week with the talk of just sports, period.
Cleveland's bad, though, if he just left.
It,
It's something going on up there.
It really is.
He got his hand full.
He really does, yo. Did he get a 2-year contract? Because he might get fired after this.
He might not make the whole year.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna get fired quick.
But go ahead. So I guess
you got to think about this. In cutting Roddy White, does Treadwell become one of your major targets in the draft?
No.
Hey, I understand.
No, Hancock,
hey,
you got a lot to say.
I understand from a position point of view, and depending on what falls in place with what you need, I understand. But my thing is, from the breakdown that y'all just gave so well, you got to build it from the front. Okay,
yeah.
So you can't take him if it's somebody out there available that could help you in what you need to do.
I got it.
All right.
And what does the Quinn came from a system?
Boy, he said nah.
I mean, hey, y'all just saw his face
that.
Though.
I mean,
look at that.
You got to take into account your coach. Quinn came from a system where there were no star wide receivers when Seattle was playing.
Great.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. He's seen that you can win with adequate wide receivers, mm-hmm. and protecting your quarterback, mm-hmm. and playing good solid defense, mm-hmm. and that's why I think you build from the defense. You build. Yes, you need a center. But find you a big fat boy. We already talked about that.
Right. Hey, Richard Incognito finna be available. Put him in.
So you can find that.
Hey,
I can just find you a big fat
dude
boy.
Dude that jumped on his team.
Hey, Richard Incognito is available.
He made a Pro Bowl last year. Go get him. Pro Bowl last year.
Go get him and Matt. And then you can get your draft pick. Take a Reggie Rag and go get your a pass rusher.
Right.
You can do it, man.
You can have Nick Williams as your second receiver.
We need to send this show to the Falcons, y'all. Send this show to the Falcons.
We understand.
Muhammad Sanu is out there.
I mean,
they're receiving.
It's a great receiver. I agree. But I think Nick Williams is a good receiver, though.
Yeah, he's good.
J.J. Harden just need to just – Yeah, he just need to come alive and do what he need to do. But Mac will be a good sign. That gives you your anchor on the offensive line. Incognito gives you your toughness, just like Holly did. Mm-hmm. And then you put two. Then you got your NASCAR guys on the end. Then you couple that with a Reggie Ragland that tackles, make plays.
Yes, sure tackles.
You know, but I do think. As Jansen was just whispering to me, we still possibly need a safety as well because, you know, if you do get in your first and second round what you need as far as defense, would you trade to try to get Cam Chancellor to
anchor?
What
are you trading, though?
Yeah, that's what you got to give up. Yeah.
You can give up picks from next year. I mean, you ain't doing that with him now. I mean, that anchors your back end. You've already solidified the front side of the defense, and you did something with the offense.
Now,
I'm going to tell you,
what we're talking about is that's a quick turnaround. You know, like, you can't get everything at once.
Okay.
Right.
So, my thing, we got to, the beginning, go after Matt, go after an Incognito type, mm-hmm. get a Ragland in the defense. Go after your edge rusher. Start there. You still need a safety. Hey, man, you got a lot of safeties coming out next year. All right? So be patient.
I hope you don't run no 4-6.
Hey, stop.
Good trade. Chancellor for Julio Jones.
It is time to go to break.
Ain't it, though?
But y'all said he wasn't really producing anything, was he?
Well, it's legal.
Julio.
Because
if you're
going to
be your team,
Julio,
if you said they should have not gave all those picks for him.
Not one for one.
I need more than
one. Oh, so you trying to tell me Chandler ain't Cole?
I didn't say that. I just said not one for one.
Not Julio Cole.
Julio is bona
fide.
Yeah,
just to give away.
Yeah, he's Julio
Cole. But I just remember people were saying Julio.
He is.
I said he is.
I said trade him last year. But the thing, because I keep saying,
he went on up too.
On these people,
yeah,
the JJ Watts and the people piling money on one person, and you sit at home.
Chancellor would do wonders for the Falcons defense.
I think so too. I think so too. All right, man, it's time for the word on street. Great discussion. We need to send this episode to the Falcons so they know. What to do? I think.
Hey, For all our Atlanta listeners, you got your Falcons talk.
Exactly.
That part.
That they did get. All right, let's jump into the Word on the Street with the Jeweler Sports.
Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jeweler Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com. Shop with me.
Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. Nike chairman Phil Knight is the richest person in sports based on Forbes rankings of the world's billionaires. He's listed as 24 in the world, and he is worth $24.4 billion. And he's actually chose a new chairman for Nike. That guy's name is Mark Parker. And Nike worldwide revenue in 2015 was $30.6 billion. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is the richest owner, worth $23.5 billion. And Phil Knight, Nike's chairman, actually almost bought the Clippers back in 1980. Also, 19 NFL owners made that list. At the top of that list, of course, is Bill Gates at $75 billion. Steph Curry has tied the record for most threes in a game with 12. He also holds the record for most consecutive threes in a game with 128. The last game where he didn't make a three-pointer was November 11th, 2014. And the Warriors also became the fastest team to clinch a playoff berth. Also, Steph Curry is a finalist for the Laureus Sportsman of the Year Award. Also, a finalist is Olympian Usain Bolt, racer Lewis Hamilton, tennis star Novak Djokovic, and golfer Jordan Spieth. X Games ice cold fact for you. A girl named Chloe Kim, she's a snowboarder. She snowboards in the superpipe. She just won her third career gold medal and set a record with a score of 98 out of 100. Let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. Nick Young, a.k.a. Swaggy P of the Los Angeles Lakers, also known as Iggy Azalea's fiance, has signed a deal with Adidas. He actually chose to leave a deal that he already had with Nike for Adidas. He said he chose Adidas because Nike is really only three people. Those three people are Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. He said he likes the concept of how Adidas adds everybody in their shoe commercials. And the way Adidas is going and the waves they got going, he was getting on board. He also said that Kanye West being a part of Adidas also influenced his decision in signing with them.
Yeah, he be wearing the Boost 750s in the game.
Yeah, he told Adidas to send him Kanye's whole entire collection.
Yeah,
so,
he's rocking them in the game.
Yeah, shout out to Kenny Garam Jr. who just walked into the building. Okay, like, look, y'all gotta listen to this crazy story right here. Okay. Now listen, uh-oh. Oklahoma City Thunder co-owner Aubrey McClendon has been indicted on federal conspiracy charges because he was so-called rigging bids to buy oil and natural gas leases in Northwest Oklahoma when he was in charge of Chesapeake Energy. He is suspected of orchestrating a scheme between two large energy companies, which are not named in the indictment, from December 2007 to March 2012. The companies would decide ahead of time who would win those bids, and the winner would then allocate an interest in the leases to the other company. So according to the statement, McClendon has denied violating the antitrust laws, and he said that he was cooperating with the investigation and will fight to prove his innocence and clear his name. Fast forward to this morning, one day after being indicted, he got in a car crash and died at the age of 56. My question to you, was this suicide because his car drove off a bridge, crashed into a barrier, caught fire, and the police say the car had plenty of opportunity to get back on the road, and he was possibly not wearing a seatbelt, but they couldn't tell because everything was so burnt up?
This is some owner?
The co-owner of the Thunder.
Of the Thunder.
Yeah.
Like, don't jump!
Boy.
That's bad.
Ain't it though? Some other NBA athlete were on the street for you. Dwight Howard. There were rumors before the trade deadline that he wanted to get traded. Of course, he shot those rumors down, as he always does. The trade deadline came and went. Howard never got traded. And now word on the street is that he was actually trying to get traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. That's what he said in a pregame conversation to the Bucks play-by-play announcer Gus Johnson. Also, Dwight Howard has now fired his agent. That agent that everybody is firing is Dan Feegan. You've heard me talk about him before. Because in the last 6 months, Wizards John Wall and Clippers DeAndre Jordan have both left Feegan and his agency Relativity Sports. Mm. He still represents Chandler Parsons of the Dallas Mavericks, Ricky Rubio of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Oklahoma City rookie Cameron Payne. Yeah, so Dan Feegan, he might not have any more clients at all anymore. So look out for that. Man. Yeah. Some NFL athlete were on the street for you. The Baltimore Ravens have signed Joe Flacco to an extension through 2021. He got a $40 million signing bonus. And the Eagles signed Sam Bradford to a $36 million two-year deal with $26 million guaranteed and $11 million signing bonus. Okay, listen to this.
That part.
Sam Bradford would have made $114 million through nine seasons, not even really playing all those nine seasons.
That part.
After his new deal, his total record as a quarterback is 25 wins, 37 losses and a tie, and he's never made the playoffs, but this man has made over $114 million.
I got a question.
Vince Young.
I got a question.
Where's Vince Young?
Who's his agent?
That part. Okay? Because he got the best agent. His agent is that dude.
Hey, don't he got a Heisman too? Man. Come on, man. That boy's
it's a blessing to be the other color.
Hey. Man. Come on, man. Talk to him. He got a Heisman. $100 million.
Hmm. I got some paint outside if y'all want me to paint y'all white.
Get in line. Former Giants head coach Tom Coughlin has now spoken out saying, well, we all knew that he was forced out by the Giants organization and the resigning was not what he wanted to do. He said that he did have an opportunity to coach the Eagles, but he did not feel that it was the right fit. Some Olympics athlete were on the street for you. Rio organizers have given a ticket sold update, and less than half of the tickets have sold so far for the Rio Olympics. That is only about 47% of the 7.5 million tickets on offer. The revenue from ticket sales stand at $194 million, which is 74% of the total target. Tickets for premier events like the opening ceremony have sold out. So to give you an idea of how bad this actually is, for the 2012 London Olympics, the British organizers sold 8.2 million out of 8.5 million tickets and raised over nearly $1 billion. So ticket prices for the Rio Olympics range from $10 to $1,170, and the average ticket price is $18. So if London made nearly a billion and Rio is only at $194 million, we got a problem. So, yeah, they need to sell some more tickets because, you know, they're already in a bad recession. So
ain't nobody going over there for that.
No, they're not. With Zika virus and all that. Yeah. So nobody's trying to go.
Mosquitoes.
Also, the Olympics is now letting professional boxers fight for medals. Manny Pacquiao wants to fight at the Olympics. And Floyd Mayweather says there is no way he'd come out of retirement for that. Swimmer and American world record holder Missy Franklin has gotten a one-year contract with Wheaties, so she will be on the cereal box starting this month. She's 20 years old. In her swimming career, she has won gold medals in the 100-meter backstroke and 200-meter backstroke. She has won the Laureate Sportswoman of the Year Award, and in 2013, she won an ESPY for Best Female Olympian, and she also won Best Female College Athlete in 2015.
Yeah, she was like 17 when she rocked out in the last Olympics.
Killed it. Yeah, she sure was. She was a teenager.
She's 20 now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball news for you.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball has submitted a proposal to the Treasury Department of the United States that would set up a committee made of Cuban entrepreneurs and officials from Major League Baseball and its players union and allow MLB teams to directly sign Cuban baseball players. The committee will function like a nonprofit organization and support youth baseball, education, and improving sports facilities in Cuba. And it will be paid a portion of any salaries made by Cuban players, but no money will go to the Cuban government. This actually will really benefit Cuban players because Cuban baseball players were actually hiring smugglers to get them into the U.S. And some of those players were actually subjected to have their families kidnapped, and they were actually extorted for money. So that's actually a blessing in disguise for them. A couple hot rumors on the street for you. Floyd Mayweather is interested in cutting back on gambling and owning an NBA team. So don't be surprised when you hear he owns the Miami Heat or somebody's other team in the
Hawks.
Near future.
Okay,
maybe.
Floyd.
Yeah, he's trying to own
baby.
An NBA team.
You can't deny the bread.
Hawks.
Well, but that's going to be the flashiest team you ever seen in your life.
Man. Hey, you're right.
They ain't going to let him in, but we'll see.
Right.
All right.
How
also,
much money you got?
Also, I told you in the previous Word on the Street, you can check the archive shows on hm3inc.com. That they put together a committee to review the infamous catch rule. Now, hot rumor on the street is that rule is not expected to change this offseason, so don't look for it. And you know what? That's a wrap on your Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Did I get that done enough time for you, producer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she has some extra time.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you know, I got scolded in a text message. Oh, I go too long on my word on the street. I had to keep it, you know.
Who said that?
Oh, I got scolded today.
Donald Trump said that.
I got scolded.
Donald Trump. You said that, Donald Trump.
I got scolded in a text.
HM3, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Please don't.
The people that's on the outside the wall gotta go back. How they gonna get over the wall?
He's trying to be like the wall back in Russia.
Is the wall have a door in it? Is the wall have a door in it?
Yeah. No, ain't no door. I had graffiti.
But we did enjoy that. Now we got to go to commercial break.
We got to keep it rolling.
Black we got to keep it rolling, baby.
Black Donald Trump.
We got to keep it rolling.
Hey, it's your main man, Big Ho from Bankhead, representing the SRT crew. As now you can catch Sports Roundtable each Wednesday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sports Roundtable will bring you the hottest topics, the hottest sports information, and the latest rumors that's in the sports world. And you can catch us on IBNXRadio.com.
You're listening to IBNX. IBNXRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Donald Trump.
Boy, y'all on the table.
Donald Trump be scolding folks.
Hey, man, we're back. Kick him out of here. Get him out of here.
Don't you talk too much.
Don't you go over there 8 minutes. Keep that roaring street between 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and that's it.
That's right.
Watch, put your eyes on that clock.
Because I'll shoot you.
You got a clock right there.
Got a clock.
I'll shoot you and still vote for me.
Still vote. Hey, man, thanks for listening to the Sports Roundtable. We're rocking and rolling. Go to IBNXRadio.com. If you have your mobile phone, you can go to the TuneIn app, search Atlanta NX, or you can just dial this number 641-552-5072 and just listen to us from the phone. Put it on speaker and wash the dishes up, and some fun. Wow. So the first hour was great. I hope the Falcons front office and all of their GMs, however many they got, hope they took note or will take note of some enthusiasts.
Yeah, we really just told them how to build their team.
I'm going to tell you now, Hancock, you need to get that check.
Right, yeah, like you really just told them how to build their team. Like you need to get paid
and
for
make that trade for Julio.
I don't know if that's, here you go. That's
I'm telling you, dogs. Seattle
not
need
for
a receiver.
What you traded
they
for.
Need a receiver.
Chandler is pretty good.
Man, not Seattle get Julio, they're going to win the championship.
Man, they're going to use Julio.
You know what,
like,
you know what Seattle
going to
end up doing? They're going to end up getting Kim Dichie.
Hey,
and
stop.
Then, see, that's
stop.
What's going
that's,
people,
that,
gonna
that's
keep
what I'm trying to tell you. See, they're going to get him. That boy going to shine
exactly.
out there. They're
going to keep passing. I'm telling everybody going to pass because of the stuff he did and falling out of the window. And he going to end up going to a team like that. Just like Warren Sapp did.
He called, and the rest was Hall of Fame and Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I'm going to get off. Is Kim Dichie Kobe?
Is he Kobe?
Yeah.
No, he's good.
No, he went in there and snitched on Lamar Tunsil.
Well, he did dress.
Man, first 4 days. Everybody snitch on first 4 days. It's that time.
No, you're all
snitch
the time.
On, we snitch on the show in here.
True. All the time.
But guess what?
She just told us you texted her.
Hey.
Actually,
dry snitching in the
hold on. Yep. But actually, that's not even true.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
I emailed her.
That's even worse.
I got the text right.
That's
here.
A black look, Donald Trump.
I'm about to pull it up on y'all.
I'm just all right, but guess what time it is?
What time?
Hey. It's time to trend with my baby man D. Will.
Trendy.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to keep it quick.
Please.
I don't want to get scolded. I don't want.
No. Hey,
I'm
D. Man.
I'm
D.
Man. See,
D.
I got the intro. Can I get my segment?
Go ahead. I'll find
you. Yeah, you finally get your intro. Though.
Finally. 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
But now he killing me. But we're going to go ahead. Hey, what's trending? Of course, man, we already talked about it in length. Roddy White being released by the Atlanta Falcons. Goodbye. He is out of the country, so they released him through text message.
Basically.
But I got something big for y'all, man. Michael Beasley. Do we all remember him?
Yes.
The number 2 pick in the NBA draft.
Yes.
The Kansas State.
Can't stay off the weed. All right, so he went to China.
Yeah, he did.
All right. He has been averaging 32 points, 7 rebounds, and like 8 assists a game in China.
Yeah. My man.
Beast.
Reports are.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley just signed a 2-year deal with the Houston Rockets.
Sure did.
He is back in the NBA. Yep.
They don't play defense, so you fit right.
Yeah, China's got the little bitty boys.
No,
right?
You go overseas and show out, you come back and you get you a contract. That's what you do.
China got short dudes.
And rumors has it that he's going to get Yao Ming's locker.
Hey.
Nice.
That is nice.
He's going to get Yao Ming's locker. Also, now, we all been watching the Chicago Bulls, and we see how they have went from top to bottom, and they're in disarray right now.
It's just so hard.
Well, it's out there that rumor has it that they shopped Jimmy Butler before the trade deadline to the Boston Celtics for 2 first-round picks.
They really trying to blow it up.
They are actually trying to blow up the Chicago Bulls.
But they need to blow up the coach.
But y'all say that's his.
But they already did that. I guess they got rid of the coach and now they really
trying
to.
No, they got rid of the wrong coach.
True. I agree.
They need to get rid of this coach. He's horrible. They should have never brought him in.
Now, he might have been brought in to blow it up to get rid of. Scapegoat, you know,
man,
stop guy.
Get rid of everybody. Bring in Mark Jackson. Let's start over. Come on, Chi-Town.
So your guy Jimmy might go.
Jimmy is fine.
That's Jimmy's team.
They just signed him to a max contract, so I don't know how they're going to get rid of him. Somebody will pick it up.
They was just talking.
But,
believe me, it'd be picked up in a
heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Yeah. But if they're trying to blow it up, that's the rumor. They're trying to get rid of him. Also,
Derrick Rose.
A little bit more NBA news. I know y'all remember the man, BD. Baron Davis.
Just signed.
Hey.
I ain't going to say that.
Baron Davis.
Call him the bodyguard.
Don't call it a comeback. All right. Baron Davis has just signed with the 87ers, the 76ers D-League team, and he is making a comeback to the NBA.
Good ball player, too. He's a good ball player.
B. Diddy is back. All right? But y'all know what he was doing when he was gone.
Making movies.
Yeah, he was in Hollywood. So I'm saying I hope he get on that oop like everybody else. You know,
get on what?
That oop.
What is that?
Keep it moving. also, last thing, trending. NBA. We all talk always. We always let Big Ho talk about the little man. The what's your boy name from New Orleans? The white boy, the shooter,
Ryan Anderson.
We always talk about Ryan Anderson. So I'm gonna give y'all some Ryan Anderson because he this is trending. So Kevin Martin, formerly of the Minnesota Timberwolves, where will he end up? He is now a free agent. He has been bought out and he is on the market.
OKC.
Looks good. He's a shooter. Bonafide score.
Okay, see.
I heard even the Spurs also looking at
The OKC. Spurs also.
Right. I think OKC might need to load up.
They do. But OKC needs to look. OKC finna lose somebody in a year or two. So they're going to be imploding next.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got.
You know how in sync we are, though? Everything that I chopped out of my word in the street because of him, you talked about.
And we ain't even talk.
And we didn't even talk at all about that.
What about Joe Johnson? You think that was a good thing?
We're going to talk about that this on the show.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the next time.
But for all those who are first-time listeners, we are 5 average people who just come and sit and talk about sports.
I ain't average.
I'm about to say I ain't average.
I'm at the top.
I'm a superstar. Well,
I'm Michael Jordan or whatever.
Hey, pull that rubber band out your pocket. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm being modest.
How many rubber bands you want to see?
I'm being modest.
I'm sitting aside. Look at this man watch over here. Ain't nobody average in here.
Ain't nobody average in here.
He just took the stock off to the roof.
Hey.
Diamond short ever. I'm riding with him. Hold on.
Look at Slick still here.
We're
in the car together.
We're
in the car.
He laughing. I'm sorry, producer. We just
having
fun.
No, it's all good. But listen.
We average guys.
We squeeze all of this sports information in a 2-hour time. Well, actually, it's not even 2 hours because we go to commercial. We got in and all this. So I say.
You can stop us at 9:50.
T be outside. T-Sweet be outside.
Yeah. So we squeeze all of this in, but the information is undeniably the best that you can find on the internet. Period.
Period.
So I just had to say that for the first time listeners. Obviously, everybody who's already been listening, they already know. So you know what we're finna do? Finna get to that. FanDuel Player of the Week with my main man, Mr. Hancock.
Fruit Cups. Yes.
Fruit Cups.
Let's get it, baby.
All right, y'all, for all my FanDuelers out there. The FanDuel Player of the Week this week is Mr.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yay!
Russell in the last 10 games has increased his scoring average from 12 points this season up to 17 points. His assists have gone up from 3.4 to 4.0. And his field goal percentage has increased 7 points from 42.9, well, right at 7, let's say 6 points, from 42.9 to 49.2. So Russell getting now that he's getting all the playing time, Byron Scott made a concerted effort to say that he will start the rest of the year.
He should.
Which I think took a little pressure off of him.
Byron Scott. COVID been
sitting out recently. And they really going with a little younger regime, letting these guys play, which he should have done all the time.
That's what gave him a little extra confidence.
Yeah, but you know, Byron Scott is known not to play young players.
Well, Byron Scott should be known as the next Laker coach. That's what he should be known as. But
he will be soon.
Hancock Cole.
Cole.
He
Cole. Hey, man, if I get another email about you calling them four fat people. I'm telling you,
hey, he slammed
Cole.
He
slammed. I'm just saying. You go and get linemen from Oklahoma. You get them from Wisconsin.
Steve, yeah, the fat
Steve,
boys.
Get them from now, man.
Stay on court, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Fat dude. FanDuel, player of the week.
Yeah. Food cup.
You talking about my player. Go ahead.
FanDuel, player of the week, D'Angelo Russell. I think he has a bright future with the Lakers. I think he'll be good.
Thank you.
Chris, but that's all I'm going to say about it.
Sleek didn't want to hear that part.
Thank you, yeah,
Russell is the FanDuel Player of the Week. You can still get him at a good value, which I have him in a lineup tonight.
There you go.
But not on this game. But anyway, he plays later on tonight.
Boy, so you we'll got how many games you got playing over there?
I got two of them playing tonight.
Cupcakes.
But we'll see what happens. But, yeah, if you're going to make – if you're going to put – start in your lineup, be sure to put Russell in the lineup here in the near future. He's looking good.
That's a great job by Hancock just then. Give him some hand clap. Yeah.
Appreciate that, Slick.
That's a good man.
So this is what I gather from that, from y'all two segments. When Anthony Davis sits out, Ryan Anderson gives you 30. When Kobe sits out, Russell gives you 30.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Good job. That's exactly what you
should have. He just wanted to put Ryan Anderson in there. That's his
well,
boy.
I, think, you know, Russell,
I wasn't no Ryan Anderson to be the fan new player of the week.
You ain't though. He called it.
Did he go to Duke?
No.
No,
he got to do it consistently.
Boy, stop.
My fan new player is basically a player that you can get good value in that's ascending in the recent games because once they go into that mode where they're scoring, their dollar amount goes up.
I got
right
I
now, he's
thing.
A value player. Oh,
I was like, really, dude? All
right, let's jump right into this, man. What's going on in Cleveland? Every time Cleveland goes on a winning streak, every time something happens, there's a story. This is my take. I just don't think LeBron can live without drama.
Because LeBron
it's just,
is drama.
It's always something going on. I think he's best, at his best, when they're talking negative. That's just my – now they're saying, and we talk, LeBron needs to be more of the facilitator of the team, dropping little subtle hints.
Yeah, he dropped a little thing.
About, you know, when I'm going to sit out and see if my point guard do what he need to do.
LeBron is basically running the organization. We know that. You know, they
but
thought
they always
that
try to deny that.
Right. When Lou came in, things were supposed to be better, that he was going to be being coached. But the other night in the game, when Tyronn Lue was trying to take him out, he told Tyronn Lue he wasn't coming out and didn't come out of the game. You know, so basically he's
saying doing the same thing that he did to Black.
Exactly. Right. So
and Mike Brown, too. Let's not.
Right, Let's not forget about Mike Brown. Yeah.
So. The thing about it is they don't mess. And the problem is Kyrie, I think, is looking at all these point guards getting their shine. And he's looking and saying, well, wait a minute. Why am I playing second fiddle and we might not even win a championship? Mm-hmm. See, I can understand me sitting back and putting my game on hold if I'm doing it for the good of the team.
And if I've got my third contract already.
Exactly. So the thing is, he's sitting and watching Damian Lillard get his. He's watching Steph get his. He's watching Russell get his.
Balling.
And he's sitting back saying, look, man, if you take the leash off me, I can bust they butt.
Right.
And I'm not able to do what I do. See, it's a difference than when what happened with Dwayne Wade. Wade had his shine. So LeBron could come in and it was okay. But now you're looking at a player who's in the prime of his game, and you're telling him to basically drive at 55 miles an hour when he's a Lamborghini.
Right.
It ain't working. It's not working.
Go ahead, Slick.
Hey, my take on it, and this is my opinion, I think they should let LeBron run point, move Kyrie to the two, and I think they'll be a better team.
That's pretty good, Slick.
Banks
playing. Kyrie, what, Kyrie can't a, live like that.
That's what happened.
Kyrie can't function like that.
He's more of a two, though.
He's a two.
But he can't. Listen, but he needs to have the ball in his hand. He can't function.
Think about
as a
LeBron
two-guard.
Is a better passer to me than Kyrie.
And I'm gonna tell you like this. LeBron has gotten to the stage where I think he's starting to weigh on the players. All right. He has total control of the entire organization.
And he be hollering at them.
He got one coach fired. You know he ain't listening to no Tyronn Lue, all right? So he has the entire organization. And like you say, Kyrie needs the ball in his hand. He is a great player. And here's the other thing. LeBron, 30 years old, all right? He in his 12th, 13th season in the NBA.
Miles.
So the miles are pop. Kobe Bryant ain't but 36, and his miles been over with for 3 years.
That part.
So if we going to go there and with the LeBron to put on, he got three more. Max,
yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from?
As long as he doesn't get major injuries.
Barring injury. Barring injury. So my thing, Kyrie is looking at it like, hey, man, this is my time. I'm Russell Westbrook. Okay? But Russell Westbrook and KD are closer in age, so KD is still at the top. He's looking at LeBron like, bro, you are OG now. You are Kobe. Okay? Really? That's how Kyrie is looking at it. So I'm not fixing to take the Michael Jordan beat me down. I'm not Steve Kerr. Okay? So I think Kyrie really needs to get – does he need to get out, but he wants out.
They're going
to
trade him.
And the Dolphins is just not conducive to what they do. When we were watching the game, I was talking to Harris at that time. When Kyrie has the ball, it's like tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
He's just beating people. Everybody just standing around watching him go. And – there's no continuity right. in the offense. Nobody else is getting the touches. Like, we can watch Steph play, and I hate to compare it to because I'm not saying Steph is better, but it's just the way they play. You can see the motion in the offense of Golden State. People are running. Screens are opposite the ball. Somebody's coming off a screen all the way opposite the ball swings for a shot. But when you watch Cavaliers play, it's like maybe a high pick and roll. But other than that, if somebody beats somebody off the dribble to make the defense collapse, then you kick it out.
ISO so it's, basketball.
That's all it is.
And they wanted to go get ISO Joe.
Exactly. So let me ask this, and I'm going to let Tiffany speak on it. Just to mention and to talk about, LeBron comes back to Cleveland, which means that if he says, I'm coming back to try to give what he in his commercial – I got to do it for the land. I'm gonna try to get the land a championship, which means that basically the ownership and everybody else is under his wing, and he is only signing a 1 year deal, saying that try me if you want to. Yeah, I don't walk away again.
Say something.
So that's in itself is the leverage that he holds. To D. Will's point, he holds the leverage over the organization, the players, the GM, the whole Cleveland organization in the city is all his.
And with you saying that, that irritates the living crap out of Kyrie. Because when LeBron left, Kyrie was running the show. That was Kyrie's team.
Yes.
So you going to come back when I'm already running the show and try to take it from me? Man, go somewhere. That's how Kyrie feels.
I'm a number one pick also.
But Cleveland was bad when he left, right?
Yeah.
Right, but Kyrie was the man, though. Yeah. Kyrie was leading that team.
He was only there 2 years.
Kyrie was running it.
So he only got two seasons. He got hurt. So
remember when LeBron was signed, they had just signed Kyrie to that big deal.
The big deal.
See, he didn't – this was – LeBron came in after the deal was signed.
After the deal.
And he had earned that max deal.
He was supposed to be the man.
He's the man.
See what I'm saying? That right. You were told, this is your team. This is your organization.
Here's the ball.
But they told it to him with the max deal.
That's what I'm saying.
That part.
And then all of a sudden, here comes LeBron. And then LeBron is like yesterday. It's got to be irritating for him. He comes back and he says, "Yeah, I came back in. I needed to provide this energy because they needed
my.
Yeah. And it was all about him. The whole conversation.
He always all about him.
It's the if you listen to the interview, they had it on a few times today. Everything he said, my or me or I, at least 10 times in this 30-second soundbite.
My guys.
And the thing about it is you got players that, like I said, Kyrie, this was his show. Then you got Love, who had a show in Minnesota. And they've come here now. And you've heard it. When Love said, yeah, I lead over there. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's
well, everybody throw a shot.
Mm. Well, everybody, Harris, just, can I ask you something? Why did that work in Miami then and not in Cleveland?
I'm finna tell you. If y'all remember when we podcast a year and a half ago, when this first happened, I asked, you can find those on HM3Inc.com. All shows are archived. I asked, and I said, this is the first time that a big three has gotten together when everybody is in their prime. Somebody is going to suffer. Mm-hmm. That was the conversation.
Yeah, it was.
Y'all remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. 100%.
What did your boy from Miami right now, the one that's out for injury?
Bosh.
Bosh said, he said, careful, Love. You don't know what you're getting into.
He did say those exact words.
He made that statement.
Dwayne Wade bought in because he already had a ring. Mm-hmm. If there was no ring that he already had, he wouldn't have bought in.
Not at all.
He took a step back, and plus, they partners, which you know some of the old schools got problems with because they too friendly these days, but that's a whole nother story. So they bought in. Bosh didn't have a choice because they said, remember, Bosh made more than everybody.
Yeah,
he had the most money.
He still got it.
So he said, we go give you the most money just to buy into this system.
And why was Bosh even a part of it? Because Melo
had already signed a five-year deal.
Melo was supposed to be the third guy.
Sorry about that, Lisa.
He was supposed to be the third guy, man.
Yep.
Yeah. But he didn't wait. He said he wanted
his money. He signed that 5 years.
Yeah. And that's why he didn't go. Plus he would have been there instead of Bosh.
Lala said, you better go on.
So, but Kyrie did say he would like to get traded. He did say that, right?
Well, allegedly.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor. But he did say that he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Right, because we can let him go. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought she was in Memphis.
Let me ask you.
It don't make no difference. He can go.
Maybe. It looks like to me every time one of them is out, they play better.
They play better, right.
Of course.
With two of them, no matter which two it is, they play better.
That's why I say every time Kyrie comes back.
Except for the last game, right. We watched them blow them out.
Right. But that's why I say every time Kyrie comes back from injury, they're going to drop that first game he get back or that second one.
Because they try to go to
because
him.
They, right, because they trying to work that out because they can't.
It doesn't mesh.
Kyrie needs the ball in his hands and so does LeBron.
What I was saying is that Cleveland can get something for him.
Oh, they can get a lot.
We just did
but that's
scenario.
What I'm saying.
The whole league.
Right. They go ahead and ship
him. Already packed.
It really will help clean.
Harry the Hog already packaged.
Hey,
get
so
him out of here.
Speaking of Kyrie, speaking of point guard, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to like this. John Wall, Washington Wizards, has been mentioning or some rumblings and been talked about saying that he doesn't get enough national love as well as he's been playing, right?
Yeah, he worried about billboards.
So we can go through the point guards. Steph Curry, he has his own shoe. Chris Paul has been with Jordan Brand forever. Mm-hmm. Kyrie has his own shoe. Mm-hmm. Lillard has his own shoe.
Mm-hmm.
John Wall is like,
where my shoe at?
Hey man.
I feel John Wall. I'm with John Wall. Right. I'm on John Wall's side.
Hold on. John Wall like, hey, look. Bradley Beal went out. Ooh. I carried the team.
He good, man.
He said Robert Griffin came here 2 years ago, and he was the toast of the town. He left. I'm still here. I'm still loyal. My assist none went up. They said I couldn't shoot jumpers. I made the All-Star team this year. Does John Wall have a point?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Get that man a shoe. That's why he fired his agent to get an agent that gets shoe deals. Yeah.
Ship him to Cleveland.
Oh, oh,
because he don't have to shoot though.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. That. You want to swap? Make that swap.
Make that swap.
You get your John Wall in Cleveland.
Make that swap.
Make that swap.
I'm gonna tell you a better one than that. Send Kyrie to the Clippers and send Chris Paul.
Oh, no, that's just unfair.
I like to see that. Then you got a power.
Adam Silver
that'll
block
work.
That.
That'll work.
I'm with you, D.
That'll work.
That ain't
going to
happen.
You got a power with that. Yeah. I promise you.
But I like John Wall.
That'll be a double. John Wall's for the NBA will put a double screen on that one.
Yeah. So double screen.
HM3.
Down screen.
I gave you two legit trades. One I'm going to pull off. Chancellor for Julio.
Okay.
That John ain't gonna
Wall.
Happen.
John Wall.
For who?
John Wall. Wall for who? Kyrie Irving.
All right. Hey, John Wall got a point.
Oh, definitely. John Wall is one of the top 5 point guards in the league right now, without a doubt.
And
he needs.
And he was a.
He needs more. He needs.
To oh, get oh, that oh, oh, oh. And, but I forgot to tell you. My bad. Right. My bad. And they saying y'all giving Lowry more national pub than me. Yeah. Mm. Right now,
and he in Toronto,
and he balling though,
and he not even in the States.
He balling though.
Yeah. He ain't no John Wall.
About
no,
he said Reggie Jackson.
Yeah,
him and Reggie Jackson get the same check every first and 15.
Come on, it ain't.
Come on,
all
right.
Him and Reggie Jackson get the same check every first and 15. Yeah. You mean you say it again?
No, no.
Yeah,
no. Do you think
him and Reggie Jackson get the same check every first and 15?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And Kenny, we're not talking about Mr. October Reggie Jackson.
No, I'm saying y'all talking about Reggie Jackson at baseball.
No, no. But check, okay. John Wall is like he doesn't get. Not only does he not get enough recognition, he is one of them who has come up since high school. Yeah. He has been Kyrie. He was the number one player in high school. Yeah. He was the number one pick in the draft. He did lead Kentucky to where he did. So my thing is, John Wall still doesn't get the. But I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay, go ahead. Because
I was gonna tell you.
You can't talk no more. But I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna tell you like this right here. His team does not win. All right. Listen,
I got one more too.
Steph Curry wins. Kyle Lowry, even though we know John Wall's a better player, they win. All right? Kyrie Irving is in Cleveland with LeBron, so they're winning, and he's getting his pub. Okay? Damon Lillard.
When he got his own shoe, too.
True that. Damon Lillard won when he got his deal. Okay? So John Wall has yet to do anything as a team, which you just can't get 30 and 10. You got to lead them to something. So I understand where the media is coming from. I hate them.
Right.
Where they coming from, but still, he should have a shoe.
Okay.
Hey, Slick. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, and Hancock might be thinking the same. He has no charisma.
I was just getting ready to say that. I was going to say that. He's he's not like a personality that you can have like as the face of something.
So you don't think he's cute?
Steph Curry is marketable. Kyrie.
I didn't say he was cute.
Well, if you want it from a female's perspective, I would rather be looking at Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving somewhere than John Wall.
Right.
Ooh. So from a female's perspective, he's not like that charisma marketable guy to be out there like that.
That's just my take.
If you got swag, though. I see it. I'm sorry.
I ain't seen it on TV.
No,
because they don't show him.
That's why they ain't giving it.
He
to
ain't
him.
Got swag like these other fellas. Him. He don't
like
got.
Devin
he Lillard's don't got
a rapper,
like
so he has something extra.
He's dropping dimes.
Every guy you named prior to his name, got swag.
But I'm saying Steph Curry ain't got swag. He just light skin.
That's his swag. Light skin is swag.
Super hard court is swag. Go ahead. Okay.
To me,
his swag is
his
baby face assassin. Come on, yo, that's his swag.
To me, John Wall had swag coming from Kentucky. He had the big name.
Yes.
He had it all. The name. And the first game of the year, he came out and was doing that Dougie thing.
He had his.
And I'm telling you, what happened to him was Colin Cowherd dogged him.
He did.
And he made it a point to tear this kid down.
He did.
From the time he danced in that first game.
Yep. That was actually March Madness.
I'm talking about when he first got in the league.
Oh, okay.
Because he said when he was introduced, he said, I don't want
the longest introduction ever.
Exactly.
Yep.
And from then on, he dogged this kid.
Yep.
But it did look good dancing.
Oh, it was hard. Everybody loved it. But Colin to the world.
Yeah. He went in. And this was when he had his big platform on ESPN. And he made it a point to just keep his foot on John Wall. Even when John Wall
he had a song. Due to John Wall.
That's what I'm saying. He had swag. I thought he had plenty of swag.
I think he got the face.
The negative publicity he got from that, he's been fighting against since
I got a question.
Preach,
Hancock. I got a question. And I'm going to ask Lisa and I'm going to ask Chancellor.
Oh, intern time.
Intern time.
Where can you get this kind of information on the internet? I'm just asking.
Bootleg.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You better say no way you want to keep that.
It's the best.
I mean, this
black Donald Trump will get you.
This.
He'll cut you quick.
Cut my mic off.
Who will?
You black Donald Trump.
Black Donald Trump will mute you.
I ain't used it yet.
You know he'll mute you in a minute. You can't talk no more.
Hey, you bring my cigar? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got your cigar, sir. It's in the car, sir. In the car.
Let's get a segment.
Oh my God, y'all love to say. Hey, but that's a good point.
They've been fighting every
that's
day.
An excellent point.
Yeah, good, really good point.
So it goes back to what we said, and glad I know you hate the media, but it goes back to what we talk about all the time. It's not what's said, it's who says it.
Yep.
That part.
Yep.
It's who says it.
It's the platform.
If they say it,
yeah,
it's going to mean something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we invite all the people who want to listen to some real down-home, humbleness, real talk sports, please go to IBNXradio.com and check out Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday night, man, because we cranking it up. 641-552-5072 is the number to call to listen. Just dial the number. You can just call, put your phone on speaker. You can wash clothes and listen to, well, I don't know about wash clothes. Because the washing scene may be too loud.
You
know,
you
gotta put some earbuds in. All right, well,
I'm gonna cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a hit on Facebook from one of our loyal listeners about a conversation we had that was super heated. Oh, yeah. And I gotta bring it back up.
We got 30 seconds.
Last week,
we were talking Steph Curry.
Right.
And we were talking about how many points he would score in the past.
How many points he would average.
Right. Somebody told me to say, if y'all are crazy if you think he wouldn't average what he averages or more, because he compared him to John Stockton. John Stockton was a perennial all-star and a Hall of Famer in that era. And you're telling me that Steph Curry is not better than John Stockton?
Are we really about to have this conversation?
No,
we
never.
Absolutely not. For real? We never said John Stockton.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying.
No, for real. We're really about to go here?
Transcending eras. If John Stockton was able to be a Hall of Famer in that era,
we're not going.
Oh, John Stockton that ran the point guard for the Utah Jazz?
John Stockton for the Utah Jazz.
What, a million assists?
Yes. We're talking about him.
It seems like we're going here.
No, we're not.
A million assists?
We're talking about him.
No, we're not. The mute button. The mute button is going
to
come up.
Cause you about to get a contentious again.
Yeah, you about to hit
week.
The mute button.
Yeah, nah, kill that.
Cause I can't see you. Hey,
kill that.
Go ahead.
Kill that conversation right now.
All right, Joe Johnson went to Miami.
All right, so Joe,
when the first broke, I hit up Hancock, and I said, you know, would you take him back today? He said,
why y'all ain't talking about your boy Chris Humphreys coming too?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
So Eckhart said, well, he averaged more than Kyle Korver.
Chris Humphreys.
I was like, yeah. So my this is my thought.
He would help now.
Yeah,
he would help.
He would have.
But I was thinking we would be saying more to going to Cleveland than to the Hawks.
He didn't want to go to Cleveland.
That's just my intro.
Finish it up.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear the ending.
Okay. So now, his destination choices were Atlanta, Miami, OKC, and Cleveland. Now, he said he didn't know what his role would have been in Cleveland. And we all understand because we just said, if you ain't friends with
– you better be LeBron buddy.
If you ain't LeBron's best friend, you ain't going to get the ball.
Now, he has a home in Miami because, you know, he been the highest paid player for the last –
10 years.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So
I'm
surprised.
He got a home in every state. I'm about to say that. He got a home in every state.
Now, in OKC, he didn't know if he was going to ever get a shot.
I bet. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant.
Never in the fourth quarter.
Right. It's only one basketball. Yeah, he held the record for the most buzzer beaters. He would have never got another buzzer beater ever.
He for the bag. Nobody ever. Down, Joe.
No.
OKC just need to put two people on court in the fourth quarter.
Just
two.
That's
just
two.
But one of them going to foul out.
Exactly.
Y'all just stay on defense.
And so now, I don't know what happened with Atlanta, but he ended up choosing Miami. So we can go around the room, 30 seconds, tell me your thoughts. If where you thought he should have went, and did, is Miami a good fit? We'll start with you, Slick.
Definitely not the Hawks.
Okay.
Miami was a perfect fit.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you like this. At this point in his career, it's about either a championship or nothing.
Well, he chose nothing.
Let me get it out.
They coming out.
Let me get it out. He did not choose championship. He done made over $100 million in the last 5 or 6 years. Okay? So he thought Miami, sun and fun, go spend my money, chill out, don't got to play hard, Joe Johnson. ISO Joe.
Hancock, yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I didn't understand the Miami.
The Sun.
I just didn't think they had enough to really make a run.
No,
to
Texas.
Really get a championship, so I didn't understand it. I know why the Cleveland situation, it's just too much going on there. I don't think it'd fit in. Honestly, I think he would have helped Atlanta because they would have got that person they always talk about to score in the crunch.
But they ain't because win
Joe
no has
more Joe game. Jesus, baby.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna win no championship.
But I think the fans would have gave him a hard time here.
But the money ain't the same. The money wouldn't
have been the same. It don't matter, D. They hated him, man.
But they hated. But let me. They hated his contract. They didn't hate him.
Right, the contract. Yeah.
If he
right, but if he has that ball last night
and he makes that shot instead of Millsap, they might have a parade here this weekend. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Hawks just need something, a winner. And if he would have won that game last night, I promise you, all that other stuff about stealing money back in the day,
all forgiven. They've
been forgiven.
Go ahead, Tip.
Nobody want to go play in Cleveland right now. So nobody. I mean, Bergeau would even tell you, no, they not even friends. Like, don't nobody even like each other on that team. They fake it on the court when they high five, and they don't even really like each other. That's fake. So as far as him, like, he's already made his money, like D said, and it wasn't no way he was about to come back to Atlanta. I mean, it's either come to Atlanta and not win a championship, or go to Miami and not win a championship. I will not win a championship on South Beach with all these honeys instead of sitting in Atlanta and not win one. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, I can't argue with you.
Like, he only making $262,000. Like, he was not going to come back here and not win a championship. The Hawks are not about to get close to winning a championship.
What they bought him out at? $19
million? He left three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got
$3 million.
So he got $19 million check to move to Miami.
And and then Miami said, "We gonna give you this prorated $260,000 salary. Go chill."
And then they gonna give me $262,000 just to come chill.
Just chilling. Like, man, come on, it's a win-win situation for him right now when you don't want a championship.
And he put up numbers last night.
He balled.
Yeah, he can still hoop. Not on
ball. Yeah, go. Just the contract again. His contract was bad. Not them.
Yeah. Not that he can't play.
Yeah. Not that he can't play. His contract.
And that's what I mean. Like. Can take that clutch shot. Like you say, he got more.
He got
game
the most
winners.
Buzzer beaters than anybody.
Joe Jesus, man.
Hey, what your boy Kevin Garnett said? He ain't here always, but he always sure
we need him. Yeah, in about 4 minutes, man, we got our special guest Kenny Graham coming in. We gonna talk a little baseball.
With Kenny Graham Jr.
Yeah, Kenny Graham Jr. talking a little baseball.
You said Ken Griffin. Who you say?
He looked like Ken Griffin.
You are so terrible with names.
No, he do favor Ken Griffin. When he came, that's what I thought it was.
Oh yeah, just like Rebecca.
Exactly. But look, we got to do who you take, and we go have to do this real quick, and we'll go around the room and see what's going on. Tim, you want to start this one off?
Sure.
It's nothing but one, so we'll have to do it quick.
Okay.
All right, so who are you taking? The backcourt of Portland or the backcourt of Toronto?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm glad she went.
You always jumping first.
Let's go.
Let me get – Portland's backcourt. I want Damian Lillard.
And you want Dame and CJ?
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm taking Dame.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm taking Dame.
And you drop me some bars on the way.
Talk to
Portland.
Hey, Damian Lillard is a superstar.
That part.
So, CJ McCollum, great job.
Coming, though.
But he's coming.
Oh, he's going
to
be there.
7 points to 21 points. That's the biggest jump in NBA history. So, I understand. He is the most improved player. He will get that trophy this year. So, that's cool. But Damian Lillard is a star.
Yes.
No, I take that back. Damian Lillard is a on-the-verge superstar.
And if he don't make the All-Star team next year, it's seriously a problem.
He is the man on and off the court.
He keep buzzing their butt.
He's killing them.
But it's just really a problem, though, that he is killing like this and he ain't been on the All-Star team.
He dropped 51 on Steph. 51.
Come on.
Go ahead, Slick. Who you taking? Toronto backcourt or Portland?
Portland.
You taking Portland?
Yeah, no doubt.
Ain't nobody giving Toronto no love.
No, they're good.
Listen, CJ McCollum's good, but we're talking about this is all about Damian Lillard.
About Damian Lillard.
He's one of the top three point guards in the NBA.
Yes, he is.
All right, it's Russell Westbrook, Stephen Curry, and Damian Lillard.
Yeah,
and then you got Damian Lillard
not in that order.
Hold on, Damian Lillard got his own shoe. Got multi-commercial and never been an all-star. That's a damn tragedy. But anyway, Lisa, who
Kobe Bryant did that.
Portland. Jansen. Damn, this is a, it's
sorry,
a
Toronto.
Please, six man of the year. Who you got?
Yeah,
he made it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, Jay Smooth.
He just didn't make the last two.
Yeah.
Kobe shouldn't have made it this year, though.
Right. Well, yeah, he had to.
All right, man, it's time to bring our special guest on. Kenny Graham Jr., baby. We finna talk a little baseball.
And D, well, you need to get educated on some baseball.
That's why he got up.
Right.
Here go paper.
Look, he was too excited to get about that chair.
Get the paper and pen and write down what my man said.
Have y'all ever seen me give up my mic that fast?
No, when we talking baseball, you was ready to go.
I know, right? Hey, man, to all our loyal listeners, all the new listeners, and all the listeners of Mr. Kenny Graham Jr., meet Mr. Kenny Graham, man. Welcome to the Sports Roundtable. What's happening?
What's happening, man? Appreciate it.
Everything good?
Oh, yeah. Everything good.
You look like a baseball player. You look like you left-handed, too.
I am.
Swing? Yeah. Okay.
It just, lefties in the house, stand up. We lefties rock, y'all.
Can you show him to his car? Can you show him to his car? Hey, there's some bats in his car. Hey. Can you go get some bats out this car?
Did you hear what he said?
Which hand does a left-handed player put his glove on?
Ask D.
It's
D. What?
Oh my
what
God!
What?
You
don't even know D.
Boy, a fish out of water. A fish out of water. All right. First of all, thanks for coming in. We know it's late, but thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you affiliated with the Chicago White Sox. So I'm gonna let you tell us about you because I don't want to mess that up.
Okay, well, first of all, like I said, Kenny Graham Jr., man, came out of Laurinburg, North Carolina, raised by my mother and father. My father, man, he's just straight hardcore, you know what I mean? He kept me on the right path. For a long time, I sucked in baseball.
Mm.
Sucked, even got cut from my high school team.
Michael Jordan story,
you know what I mean? Yep. And it's very political. Where I'm from, it's six stoplights big, you know what I mean? Had the pleasure of going to North Carolina A&T State University. Shout out to my Aggies.
Okay.
Matter of fact, so funny, I didn't even fill out an application. We had senior night. They called my name Kenny Graham Jr. I stood up. They said he's going to North Carolina A&T State University. Come to find out my mother has done filled out my whole application because that's where she went.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Nice. I was trying to go somewhere else. You know what I mean? I had the pleasure of basically getting signed to Dominican Republic. So that's where I started out my whole career at. Came back to the States. Now I'm basically batting 395, 25 home runs, and I'm getting, you know what I mean, worship in a whole nother country, you know, every day, going to the strip clubs, having fun. Hey, they call it, they calling my name
right
when we walk into the club, and then they calling the team name, like, this is my team, you know what
I
mean?
Hold on, you say you batting 395?
Yeah, in Dominica, yeah.
Oof.
395, 25 that's home sick runs.
Let D Will know what that means. Because all right, go ahead, kid. All right, I'm just joking.
You know what I mean? Like I said, man, I've been blessed, honestly, man, had the opportunity to basically travel everywhere, meet a whole lot of people. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dennis Oil Can Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's my mentor. I can call him right now on the phone right
Mississippi
now.
Mississippi boy.
Yes, sir.
Boy, had a dirty curveball.
Yes, he did.
Woo!
Funny story with him real quick. Funny story was we had a game that night in San Francisco in Dominican Republic, and a ball was hit in center field, and my left fielder sucked. Okay. I'm just going to be real. He sucked. I think he was scared, I guess, the big stage.
Right.
So I came from center field all the way to left field, dove in the middle, got the ball, threw a guy out from throwing third base from center field wall.
Mm.
And it popped the mitt like I was a pitcher. Orkin comes up to me after the game and was like, man, you got a golden ticket. So we get to the resort or whatever, and he knocks on my door and say, young buck, you need to come get your medicine. Now, I'm thinking he's talking about getting my arm rubbed down, you know, from the trainer. I get to his room. He got a Popeye's pipe full of marijuana.
Wow.
And whatever. And he was like, you want to be crazy and you want to make it in this game, you need to go ahead and take a hit. I'm like, I don't do this. And he, you know, stopped being a B and then hit this. So I'm like, man, I got Dennis Oil Can Boy, one of the greats, is asking me to hit a weed.
Man.
I'm in Dominican Republic. I went ahead and did it. When I did, what happened was I didn't end up hitting.
<It's> stupid.
And what I did, what happened was I didn't end up batting 415, and I had 35 home runs for the remainder of the year.
After the hit.
After the hit.
Okay. D Will.
Look, but what happened was the ball already looks like a beach ball to me. That means I'm seeing the ball good.
Right.
Yeah. But after that, so for those who don't know.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
But after that situation, that ball done turned into a stability ball.
Wow.
Sorry, mom and dad. They never knew. By the way, I'm growing. I had to go ahead and do it, man. I had to go ahead and tell
So the ball is so clear to you at this point. You can see the letters on the ball, mm-hmm. who made
Stitching
it, made Stitching, in China.
Everything. And it basically, you can ask my kids. I'm like a CSI agent, man. I'm focusing in, and that's what I do.
All right. So cool. I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Well, you know, weed good for glaucoma.
That's what they say.
I was doing them more now. That was at one time.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that
what year was this when you did this?
Yeah,
he might have had a little stint of glaucoma.
2013.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team in baseball coming up was the Braves. But now, since I play, I don't have a favorite team.
Okay.
Just a fan.
I'm just a fan of
right.
the game.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Who's some of your players you like?
My players, Ricky Henderson, of course. Okay. Ken Griffey. My swing is just like him. I had a pleasure meeting.
Wear your hat like him, too.
He sure do, don't he?
I mean,
I had a pleasure meeting Manny Ramirez when I was in Dominican Republic. Hanley. Matter of fact, Robinson Cano's father was my manager, my general manager.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Met Sammy Sosa. He looks just like Dracula.
Yeah.
Just let you know he bleached his skin.
He's
so.
Like a 9-year-old white one.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're going to get us suspended, boy. I tell you. Talk about these folks.
You know, I love Andrew McCutchen. You know, Walden Chapman pitch. I mean, you know, coming in the lead, throwing 105 miles an hour.
Right.
I faced that.
You did?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to tell you, it's the scariest moment of my life.
I'm sure. But he's suspended right now. So
yeah, he's suspended.
The Yankees. Look at Lisa over there.
You know, Jose Reyes been into.
It's before we get past that, because that's interesting. Did he bring, I mean, coming at you, is it moving at 105?
Well, first of all, I get off the plane when I get to DR. And mind, this is my first time flying. Now, I've never flown before, and I'm flying to another country by myself. I get off the plane, I get a whole bunch of women carrying my bags. Sorry to my wife. Shout out to my wife.
Shout out to Natalie Graham.
Well, see, they carrying my bags, and I get there, and we about to eat. Now, I haven't ate nothing all day. We get to the field. It's goats. I play center field. Now, I'm at first base now, though, because of my frame. But I was in center field. We had goats out there. They said, Kenny, you're going to lead off the hit. Don't worry about doing anything. I said, okay, I'm going to lead off. I see Rodney Chapman there. And I didn't know who he was at the time because, granted, we are around the same age, 25, 26 years old. And he looked like a LeBron James-looking dude. You know what I mean? If you ain't seen him in person, he's like real, like 6'7".
Yeah. Wow. Is he?
Arms out of here. Yeah, that's a big joker. So I'm like, and basketball is real popular over there, too, in DR.
Okay.
So I'm like, maybe he's a basketball player. So I'm introducing myself to the team or whatever, and I'm, you know, facing this way. I'm not facing, you know, the pitcher's mound doing warm-ups. And I hear a ball just splash. And I turn around, this big joker done put on a baseball uniform and whatever. But I'm like, what the hell have I got myself into?
And you finna lead off.
And I'm finna lead off.
Boy, stop.
Haven't seen live pitching because I was playing winter ball. I mean, summer league for the Yankees. And when I was playing summer league with them, I was batting 435. I had 17 home runs in 3 weeks. I had already made an all-star Golden Glove. I'm like, I'm about to go over here and kill. This is nothing. Oh, yeah, he had my number. When you at Dominican Republic, it's little kids sitting on top of the fence. And if you strike out, that's a long walk back to the dugout because they tell, hey, we can do this at 5 years old.
Ooh.
But that ball, he threw them first three pitches, they was down. They were strikes, but they were just low. So they were, okay, they were ball. I couldn't see him.
Couldn't see him.
3-0 count, I'm like, ooh, I'm about to get walked. Next three pitches, the same exact locations. I swung at him, struck out. I'm getting laughed at. Then they bring in a 16-year-old kid, the third inning, my second at bat. 16-year-old from the left side, left-handed, throwing 98 miles an hour. The first two, I missed. He throws a breaking ball. I swing so hard, came out of my cleats.
Dang!
I struck out every single day for the first 2 weeks I was over there. Because I was seeing 94, 95, and consistent. I haven't seen that before.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, that ball comes fast.
And what I tell people, anybody can get up there and swing a bat.
Right.
I tell people, you could take a baseball player and you can put us on the football field. We're going to hit somebody. We're going to catch the ball. You could take us on the basketball court. I'm going to shoot a jumper. I'm going to dunk on somebody. I'm going to bang on somebody.
Right.
I played soccer for now. Only one from the hood. I played soccer for 9 years. I played right wing and goalie. You could take a baseball player, put us anywhere. If you take somebody from any of those sports and bring them in, put a bat in their hand and a helmet, and tell them to hit a 99 mile an hour fastball that's coming at you on a two seam.
They striking out. They striking out.
Now we know what happened to Quincy Carter.
Well, Andrew Jones said that a long time ago. He was talking about facing all that heat. He said, it's not the fastball, it's the problem. He said, the curveball.
The curveball. I can hit a fastball all day because the faster it is, I swing a 46 ounce bat.
Okay.
46, that's a lot. Basically, people, I go cut it off a tree.
Help do real out on that.
Man, I wouldn't go cut a tree log because that's how they train me in Dominican Republic. You swing big bats.
Right.
So you want to look at it as a mathematics. So you got somebody throwing 94 plus. Then you got my bat speed is over 111 miles an hour. I swing the bat 111 miles an hour. Then I'm swinging a 46 ounce bat fast coming at a 96 mile an hour fastball. I hit a straight ball all day. But if you want to throw me a curveball, make me look stupid, that's hard one. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. They said baseball was the hardest sport to play.
Yeah.
A game, same thing.
Historically.
Call what you
want. I got to ask you this, and I don't mean to. Baseball is the most sensitive sport that it is. I mean, you say something, and they just, oh, my God, they just get all up. You mentioned steroids, they go. You mentioned gambling, they go crazy. I'm just saying. So I'm putting that disclaimer out first. So okay. My question to you,
Ken wouldn't listen to that.
Yeah, I know this, right. My question to you is: baseball today is more of triples, doubles, gap hitting, 25 home runs at the most, maybe 30.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Bonds and Sosa and McGuire, it was more of the steroid era where everybody and every team was a power hitting team.
It's all about the long ball.
It's all about the long ball.
Chicks did the long ball.
Exactly. So I want to ask you, which era do you like best? Because if you hitting 35 home run, if you hitting 395, you're a power hitter.
Yeah. That's why they moved me to first base.
So my question, and that's a corner position, which, you know, third and first, left field, right field, those are the positions that your heavy hitters are at. So I want to ask you, which era do you like the most or like the most to play in, the steroid era or the era of now?
I honestly like the steroid era. Basically what it is, steroids, at the end of the day, steroids don't make you hit the ball better. Everybody talk about Bonds, whatever. You still got to know the art of hitting.
Please explain that. Thank you.
Okay. Like I said, hitting is just not getting up there swinging a bat. Anybody can do that. But you got to have – it's a whole different art of hitting. Like, you have to master the art. That's why I said when I can see a baseball, if I can see the seams on a baseball, I can see the words and everything, that's a gift. That's not something that everybody can have. You can train yourself to do that, but that's a gift. Like I said, Barry Bonds still had to learn how to hit. He still had to know the art of swinging. Barry Bonds was freaking almost 6'3", whatever, something pounds. You know what I'm saying? He's swinging a 32-inch bat, 29 ounces.
So
right
quick.
Right on top of the plate.
Right on top of the plate. So when you got a short bat and you got somebody as strong as him and he's swinging a 29-ounce bat, which is basically like a pencil.
Right.
And you throwing an inside fastball on him, what you think going to happen?
He going to turn on it.
He going to turn on it.
Every
and
time.
And he's a left-handed hitter.
And he's not going to miss because he didn't miss.
He didn't miss.
Basically,
give him one pitcher back.
I look at it as steroids basically is what guys wanted to do when they wanted to recover faster.
Right.
To me, I'm all natural. I have a great trainer. 3 weeks ago, I couldn't bench press 315. Last Friday, I got 395, nice. 7 reps. Yesterday, I couldn't flip an 800-pound tire. I got it last night, yesterday, 15 times. That's straight natural, though. I'm sore every day. I have to beg my wife for a massage every day. But if I was on steroids, you know what I'm saying, it's quicker recovery. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Okay. Slate, what's your question?
Baseball man, like that name, got to have your honest opinion. Do Pete Rose deserve to go in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask baseball people that.
Yeah.
Because we all can voice our opinion. But
do most players feel that way? Or is it – I want to be politically correct.
If you want to be – I mean, a lot of players do. Like, the thing is, I respect what he's done on the field because I'm a player.
Right.
So I don't really judge nobody what they do off the field.
Right.
But when you put them – because, like, at the end of the day, with a professional athlete, we got this switch. That's what makes us different. I don't think – I'm better than the kid in high school. The only difference is I have a switch that I know I can turn on. So when they're between these lines, it's a switch that they know how to turn on And, you know, what they do outside the field, that's none of my business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He put up the numbers. He did what he's supposed to do. He did a Hall of Fame type caliber of a player.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Part two of this is, do you think when he died, would they put him in?
Honestly, I don't know. But that's how the meat and the politics is nowadays.
Right.
Just because, oh, Pete Rosen passed away, let's go ahead and make him memorable. But y'all didn't do that when he was alive.
Right. And I only said that because I think that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do it for his family.
Yeah.
And the people who really loved him. But he wouldn't see it on Earth, though.
It's going to have to be all these old writers that's going to have to pass away. It's going to be a new generation. They
should
be
killing off everybody.
I mean, that's all it is, too.
Fat guys. He said fat guys, too.
Hey,
boy, that boy, I'll tell you, you got a question for Kenny. You done asked him all the questions. You interviewed him today, right?
Me and Kenny, y'all, that's the hallway right now. Y'all got it, y'all.
All right, but we got to go. But I do have a last question for you. Mm-hmm. But before we do, you got to promise to come back.
Yeah. Oh, I got you, man.
Early.
You got to promise to come back.
My son loved to meet him.
Yeah. So listen, this is what I want to do because we got some big things coming. Off air, we'll talk about those things.
Okay.
But you just got to let us know, let the listener know that you promised to come back because I'm a baseball guy. You just don't understand how excited when she texts me, man, I'm about to do the notes now. Sure.
Right.
You know, so you got to promise to let us know that you're coming back.
I'm a man of my word.
Yeah, so, man, you got to come back. But before we go, the best player in baseball today, is it Trout? Mm-hmm. Is it Harper, in your opinion?
Trout.
Wow.
I agree with that.
Tell me why.
His character.
Okay.
Character goes a long way.
Character goes
a long way. I was there when Harper blew that kiss in the minor leagues. You know, I was there.
Right.
Basically, I mean, I'm not taking away from his game.
Right. I understand.
I mean, you know what I mean? But when you want to be the wholehearted thing, you know what I mean, on the field, off the field, Mike Trout is somebody who I would want to represent my organization. If I have a brand, I want his face to record, you know what I'm saying, to be the face of that brand.
Right.
Because he knows how to carry himself. Bryce Harper, I mean, I met the guy. I mean, he's just a straight a-hole. But that's what it is. I mean, but in the game of baseball, though, you got to be that way.
Right, I understand.
You got to be. I'm very cocky.
Right.
If you tell me I can't hit, I'm going to say, come watch me.
Right.
If you can't tell me, I'm 260 pounds. If you tell me I can't run, I tell you right now, I'm going to still run a 4-3.
Oof.
You know what I mean? I'm very cocky. It's a baseball sport. But far as, like, the whole charisma, character man, Mike Trout, hands down.
Okay, so take that part out of it.
Take that part out of it. I'm going to Harper.
Okay.
My man.
And he can take this with him, HM3. D. Will don't like baseball, so you can do a whole show with us. See that? I told you. He's in.
Exactly. Hey, man, I love your listeners. Everybody, Kenny Graham Jr.
Thanks for coming back.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for coming
it.
By.
Man,
I hope you enjoyed the show. We cracking up. We have fun, man.
I'm sitting there right there laughing the whole time. Man, I'm texting everybody. Y'all better be listening in.
Hey, man. Exactly. We have fun, man. And I'm sure your parents are proud of you because you carry yourself well. And I understood that the Trout deal, that's a pairing team. That's a well-groomed young man because he went character to choose the best player. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm sure your parents are proud. You use the words correctly and things of that nature. So your wife, I'm pretty sure she'll
be proud.
Shout
out to Natalie Graham.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Man.
So she'll be see, represent. Yeah, represent.
I know they sleep right
Natalie, you need that body rub tonight, right?
Natalie, you better get it. We expecting right now. You know, I got a baby Graham on the way. See, these are
cigars.
You know, I got baby Graham on the way, so I know she ain't going to do that right
now. Boy, baseball, right?
I pray, prayfully.
Go ahead and do your shouts out now.
Oh, yeah, I just want to shout out, first of all, man, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my wife, like I said, my kids. You know, at the end of the day, I came into my wife at 23. I was 23 years old, man. The three kids I got right now are not biologically mine, but I take care of them. They mine. Shout out to my mom, my father, my little sister, you know, there's everybody. It's too many people. I got to get the gal, so I keep going. So just everybody that knows that my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, man, just – mother-in-law, everybody who's played a part in my success, you know, even just meet me this year, you know, even yesterday, even now, you know what I mean? Just shout out to everybody that's believed in me and shout out to the ones who hate on me because at the end of the day, what you feel about me and none of my business because I'm going to give this money.
Tell him, Kenny. Tell him.
That D. Weir can rock with that. Hey, man, that was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Kenny Graham Jr. in the building. SRT, man. Sports Roundtable. About to get up out of here. Want to shout out to all of our loyal listeners, new listeners. Shout out to Kenny Graham Jr., man. He is the man. He
shout
will be back.
Shout out to Jewel for bringing him to you.
Shout out, Jewel. Yeah. I told her I really feel like Phil Jackson because of her. So, I mean, that's the biggest compliment you can ever get.
Yeah, but I did hire you, though.
You did?
Yeah, Jerry West.
I so appreciate it. shout out to the SRT interns, Lisa, Jansen. Jansen contributing the way he does, writing them articles.
Big Jansen.
Lisa right, doing her thing. Kid. Yes.
Jansen.
Shout out to the IBNX crew.
Yeah.
Shout out to the SRT crew. Just shout out, man.
Shout great out and show. Hurry up because we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, no, we good. We good.
Oh, we good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I had to get my words.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, I need Kenny to get back in the D-wheel chair.
Yeah. Man, give your shout out so we can get out of here.
My thing is, if ain't nobody following us.
Man, go ahead.
Repeat.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Social media, Facebook, Kenny Graham Jr. Everybody know it's so easy. Instagram, KGJR_baseball. I'm going to say it again, KGJR_baseball. Don't look for me on Twitter. I don't do no Twitter.
That part.
Snapchat, I'm all up on Snapchat. Snapchat, the same thing, KGJR_baseball. And also, follow me and my wife's social media page on Instagram called Them Damn Grams, which is THEMDAMNGRAHAMS, Them Damn Grams, for positive black love and just
yes, when you
everything.
Talk there about a real couple. Like, every that's time I up. See them, I talk about, like, that's relationship goals. Like, that's a couple that is down for each other, about each other, and shows each other love no matter where, when, and what time of day it is.
Them Damn Grams.
Shout out to Black Love. Shout out to Jensen, that is right now.
Jansen,
Wakey Weekend.
He is the worst with names.
I know.
Shout out to Miss Lisa, New York.
There you go.
New York.
Shout out to the Mr. Baseball.
Yep.
Baseball is my favorite sport, whether they want to talk about it or not. Shout out
D
to
the only one that got an issue.
Yeah. Shout out to the man who don't like baseball, D Will.
Yep.
Shout out to Hancock. Happy birthday, Boogie. You're good. You got a good dad. Shout out to the greatest female ever, all time sports, bringing Mr. Graham in there. Shout out to Nephew. We out.
I do, Will.
Hey, man. Y'all already know, man. Mixtape in stores right now. Man on Fire. At Slick Rick Star, man. That's Rick Star with two R's. Go check him out everywhere. Live mixtape, Spinnerella. Hit me up. I do have hard copies available. Come support the movement, man. Follow me on Facebook, man, by my government name, IG, at Coach_RealTalkTees. Snapchat. I'm with my boy Kenny Graham. I'm all over Snapchat. At DWill_K9, man. K9 Gang, Shade Tree, we out.
Go ahead.
Shout out to my two of my boys. My oldest son's birthday was yesterday, Steven Jr. Well, he's not Jr., the second. And shout out to Boogie. Boogie's five Boogie. Today.
There you go.
So didn't know Boogie was coming, but Boogie got here.
There you go.
Now, 5-0.
Boogie been here 5 years.
5-0.
My man.
All right.
Shout out, Boogie.
Shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to my dad, Al Boyd. Shout out to new listener, Renee Chappelle. Shout out to Kenny Graham Jr. for coming through on the Sports Roundtable show. Shout out to his beautiful wife, Natalie Graham. Follow me on social media, Tiff Get Familiar. Facebook on my government, Tiffany Boyd.
Man, what a show tonight.
Thanks. This is a great show.
Hey, it's an excellent show.
Like, I love this show.
Yes,
like, this is the best sports show ever, y'all. Yes, like, for
the
real.
Best, the best sports show ever.
There's no sports show better than this, real talk.
It is not.
And we listen to a lot of them.
Exactly. All right, man. You know what it is.
If nobody coming behind us, why we got to go?
We got to go. We on the schedule.
Look, now, you know we'll talk all night how we used to do in the penthouse. Yeah, come on. Midnight.
Hey. They're going to play some country music, Nick.
Let's
put the Rick Star on. We got Kenny here. Hey. Let's talk some baseball and remix.
No baseball.
SRT.
It's NBA time.
Y'all love the same. All right, hey, let's do it, baby.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
Bama.
Find yourself a church home. God is good.
You already know Big Ho from Bankhead. BC, I love you, Mom. Get well. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
don't come back.
Or hang out with Donald Trump.
And we out. Peace.
See ya.
Radio.